thank you for joining us, Stephen Jewell, freelance entertainment, cult TV journalist. After those Emmy Awards overnight, Game of Thrones finally breaking that record for the highest number of Emmy Awards ever won by any fictional series. I suppose the longer you go on, the more awards you've got a chance of winning, which of course is one of the reasons why Frasier, which went on for years and years and years, did actually win so many awards. Although, that was, again, brilliant series. But thanks to Stephen for that. Delighted to be joined now by Mr. John Holmes, who takes over from me from 1 o'clock. Yes. Are you a Game of Thrones fan?
I am. I'm just up to the last episode of the last season.
That's the trouble, isn't it? Is keeping, if you're watching a series that is actually already finished and people already know what happens.
You have to avoid everything. Because otherwise you can accidentally
TV, radio, not so good. Internet, not so good.
No, you can just, that's the thing, you can just look at, accidentally read, I don't know, any caption on a photograph of someone from Game of Thrones, and then it just ruins
an entire character, yeah. Now dead.
No, don't do that.
Well, I say, we just finished genuinely 10 o'clock last night, last episode of the last series of Sopranos. You know, the screen, spoiler alert, 9 years on, the screen goes black.
What happened?
Did he die? We don't know for sure. We're pretty sure he died. But I have to say, one of those things I really felt I was missing out. Everyone else was telling me what a great series, but I really needed to get on and watch it.
It's time, though, isn't it? At some point, you have to draw a line and go, I am never going to watch that.
Yeah.
And just move on.
It's never
going to
happen.
I probably will never watch The Sopranos. Probably. Until I'm near death.
I did get the box set for my husband about 5 years ago. And it's been sitting there.
There you go.
He said he was saving it in case he was ever hospitalised for a long period of time.
See, that's
he'd get something good out of that time.
Yeah, there you go. That's why.
It's always important to have a plan. Have we got time to find out what John's doing? First two things you're doing. Come on.
Well, we'll have a guest on today, the director of that film Green Room with Patrick Stewart in it, that horror film that was a very big hit. So he's going to be talking to us on down the line from New York, I think.
And you've been playing games with Mr. George Galloway, have you not?
We may well have phoned up George Galloway
listen to this, and it's jolly funny. Will you please podcast it so I can
tweet
it out?
And we've also set it to music now as well.
Oh,
so all of that coming on the programme.
I have to say, if this John Holmes' show is well worth staying tuned for anyway, but on this particular occasion, extra especially worth staying tuned for that phone call to George Galloway. Naughty, naughty John. I'm back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I blame Cornelia.
We always blame Cornelia.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'll be back at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Do stay tuned.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. From just £99 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Citan 109 Euro 6 CDI long panel van works hard for your business. Put it through its paces today, only at the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run. For details and conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 24 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £6,590 12. Optional final payment £6,500. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Yes, hello, I am John Holmes. It's 1 o'clock. Look, Victoria's back. She's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, New York bombing suspect is named, Gaza's fined for a racist comment, and could James Corden's hit US chat show come to the UK?
Talk Radio.
The mayor of New York has identified a potential suspect in Saturday's bomb explosion in Manhattan. Bill de Blasio says a search is underway for 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami, who lives in New Jersey. Five others are already in police custody. It comes as police in New Jersey are searching a chicken shop close to where five suspicious devices were discovered this morning. Terrorism expert Dr. Andrew Silk says it's still not clear who is responsible.
When an attack like this, the authorities will keep an open mind. It could be a group of people, it could be isolated individual. It could also be disconnected plots, so that people who are responsible for what happened in New York, for example, might not necessarily be the same people who are responsible for what took place in New Jersey.
Former England footballer Paul Gascoigne has been ordered to pay out £2,000 for telling a racist joke. The 49-year-old admitted making an offensive comment to a black security guard in front of hundreds of people in Wolverhampton in November. Theresa May is expected to tell a UN summit on migration that people should have to claim asylum in the first country they reach. It's on the same day 2,500 life jackets have been laid out in Parliament Square to encourage the government to take in more refugees from Syria. Sanj Srikanthan from the International Rescue Committee has told Talk Radio more can be done to help.
At the moment, the UK has agreed to 20,000 over 5 years. That's 4,000 a year. We're asking for 25,000 per year, which sounds like a lot, but actually it's about 25 per parliamentary constituency. So it's not going to overwhelm us.
The barrister representing a man accused of murdering a Labour MP has confirmed that medical issues will not form a part of his defence. Thomas Mayer will appear in court next month, accused of shooting and stabbing Joe Cox in June. And James Corden is reportedly in talks to bring its hit US programme, The Late Late Show, to the UK. His co-host, Reggie Watts, says discussions have been held and he thinks it would be absolutely wonderful.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy without...
Why is your news shorter?
Because they've decided to change it.
Who did?
My boss.
Why?
Well...
I mean, you don't do... I mean...
It used to be 3 minutes. Yeah. Now it's so two now in just, the middle of the day.
So now you've just got to do fewer work.
Less work.
If they...
But at Drive, I have to do like a minute of showbiz. Can just you... at breakfast, they do a minute of showbiz.
Well, I want a minute of showbiz.
I haven't got a minute. You just had 15 seconds of it there.
No, well, I want a minute of showbiz. I don't. What am I left out?
Some Emmy stuff happened.
Yeah.
I haven't looked into it really. I've only just got in.
No. Why is it now 2 minutes? I don't understand.
Because
no one told us that.
Oh,
and
well,
now that means we've got to fill an extra minute of programme with something.
Yeah, you do.
But no one told us, so we haven't got anything. So
but
we're
that's
have to
an extra
here.
3 minutes overall. But my headlines
well,
are still 2 minutes.
Now we're just going to have to sit here in silence.
No, because you would just chit-chat like you do now.
Well, no, because otherwise I'd have chit-chat like I do now after 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Wouldn't I? And then that would be longer. And now you come in and done 2 minutes, and now we've got an awkward extra minute to fill of the show, and I don't know what we're going to do in it. Cause
I think no you may one... have already filled it.
Yeah, but I'd have done this anyway off the back of... Because I was going to mention, you know, the fact that you'd obviously practiced saying...
suspicious.
Yeah. Well, you got the name of that guy, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So you'd
at least I hope I did.
What was it, San...
Oh, let me get it in front of me just to double check. Oh, I've lost the page. Oh, yeah. No. Okay, Sanj Srikanthan.
Yes. You managed to say that, but not the word suspicious.
No. Well, I've had a week off. I haven't had to focus on talking.
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Surfing.
Surfing. All right. The internet or?
No, waves.
Actual surfing.
Yeah, the surfboard, wetsuit.
Get you.
The sea in Cornwall.
Nice.
Yeah, it was lovely.
Good weather as well, wasn't it?
Well,
when
it was really hot in London,
yes.
It was terrible.
Was it?
There. Yeah, it was the only part of the country not to be like, affected by nice weather. So I was moaning.
Yeah, but you should have known that because you do the weather.
Oh, yeah, but I never believe what I'm going to say is right.
No. That goes for the news as well.
No, that's more accurate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so at 5:30 now, is the 2 minutes or...
Yeah, I still have to talk for 2 minutes at 5:30. Why don't they shorten that?
Well, because otherwise you wouldn't have anything to do. Why have they shortened it? I don't understand.
Is this
Robin?
Yeah.
And it's her idea?
Yeah.
And she's done it while the big boss Denny's off, just to see what happens.
Oh, is he off?
He's on holiday.
Oh, but she must have spoken to the creative types upstairs, because...
There aren't any of those.
Well, someone somewhere has made a special new sound effect for the entertainment. So it's like Talk Radio Entertainment.
Right. Is it as bad as all the other ones?
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Did you know this, Con? Did you know the news is now 2 minutes shorter?
Only in the middle of the day, so mid-morning and
so we've got now fill extra minutes of the show.
Oh, no, great. Are we getting paid more?
Well, that's what I'm guessing, because presumably Victoria...
I'm not getting paid less.
Well, you should.
But you're doing less work. How does that make any sense? And I've got to do more work now to fill the time, so I should get some of your money.
It's already, like, 2 minutes long.
No, it was 3 minutes, now it's two.
This is nonsense.
Well, no, if anything, I've got to do more work, because I've got to think about entertainment and how to do that later.
You're doing entertainment.
I've got to do a minute of entertainment.
Well, what can we have that's extra on here? I don't want entertainment, that's nonsense, but I'll want something interesting.
Animal stories.
Yeah, if you could bring us a minute's worth of animal stories off the back of your news each day, please.
With vox pops.
Yeah.
From dogs.
Alex is out vox doing pops, some voxes.
Vox pops from dogs barking. We spoke to a dog. Woof. So I want a minute's worth of animal news at 2 o'clock.
We used to have a guide dog in the office, but he's not around these days. It's going to be harder.
Well, you're going to have to venture out of the office. Imagine.
I know. I don't have to do that very often.
No.
Yeah.
All right, minutes worth of animal news later, please.
For two?
Possibly.
Three? Can I do it for three?
You can do it for three, yeah.
Okay, 3 p.m, a minute of animal news.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Can you get creative to make a special animal news jingle as well?
I might not be able to get them to do it, but I'm sure I could get someone to do it.
Fine, that'll do. Great, there you go. Apparently it's all changed around here. Who knew? I didn't.
Neither did I.
No. Well, I only realised it was definitely happening when I listened earlier. So yeah,
it's great. I love this place.
Do you want me to actually do the weather?
Yeah, I'm getting to that.
Okay, fine.
Here's Victoria with the weather. Is it shorter than normal?
No.
Clouds.
But I've got... Yeah.
Go on, then.
Cloudy, without breaks of rain across England and Wales, brighter and drier elsewhere, highs of 19 degrees.
You don't believe it though, do you?
Well, it's a bit dull, so maybe it's accurate for now.
Fine. There you go, that's Victoria with all new, different, short news, something. And now here's Ben. Well, he's got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Dele Alli has become the latest Tottenham player to commit his future to the club long term. The England midfielder signed a new contract until 2022. He joins Christian Eriksen and Eric Dier in agreeing new deals, and it's thought Kyle Walker and Harry Kane could do the same soon. Speaking of Harry Kane, we expect to learn the severity of the striker's ankle injury at some point today. The England striker scored in yesterday's 1-0 Premier League win over Sunderland, but had to come off on a stretcher following a challenge on an opponent. Kane then left White Hart Lane on crutches and wearing a protective boot. Finally, Olympic champion Alistair Brownlee has joked his brother Johnny was a flipping idiot for not pacing his run properly and missing out on the World Triathlon Series title. Johnny tired in the last 700 metres or so in Mexico and started swerving, meaning Alistair had to almost carry him over the finish line. Johnny then went to hospital afterwards but appeared to be in good spirits. He posted a video saying that kind of behaviour is usually down to drinking too much, but this time it was because of not drinking enough. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
No, Ben there, staying professional to the end, doing the required length of bulletin, I notice. Right then, let's crack on with the Monday programme. Marta, press something.
Talk Radio.
Sorry, madam, your baggage is 3 kilos over.
Well, his was 5 under. How about I borrow 3 of his?
I'm afraid I can't do that.
Could it go on the light side of the plane then?
There isn't a light side of the plane, madam.
I won't tell if you won't.
At Ford, you don't need to negotiate, because all of our deals are great deals. Such as the Ford Fiesta Z-Tech from only £159 per month on Ford Personal Lease. Visit Ford.co.uk and unlearn negotiation.
Advance rental of £3,657, 35 monthly rentals of £159 provided by ALD Automotive Limited. Subject to status, you will not own the car. Additional charges may apply, subject to mileage and condition.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
It is Talk Radio. Yes, I am Peter Reinhart. Your luck's in.
And that's coming from the Black Eyed Peas.
Pies. He's on some pies. Julia Hartley Brewer has gone off the rails.
Loving people is so wrong.
Why would I do that? Then you can fill in a form. The news again. Anyway, it's that time for Rue to do some more picking your passenger's nose, to breastfeeding, to skinning a deer. Hi, John, and everyone at Talk Radio, except Penny Smith. These are just some of the things people do, according to the statistics. One of the idiots upstairs. They do hate, don't they? They hate, and they hate me personally.
This is almost as bad as Chris Moyles.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop.
doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a bomb.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am mounted on a giant twist of my fabric of nature.
Hey, so good afternoon then, and here we are all inside your radio, of course. It's Monday, the date of thing, and, well, just some more breaking news for you here, just to fill in the gaps, because Victoria's, you know, reduced her workload by a third. Breaking news of the terrorists leaving those pressure cookers lying around. Now, one group has claimed responsibility this afternoon. It's actually an attack, they think, by a terror group of disgruntled Bake Off fans. Now, the clue was in the radicalised kitchen implements hitting back at their favourite programme's mooted move to Channel 4. They've issued a statement. They have iced it on a cake. It says this: praise be to Mary Berry, who is the one true baker. We will not stop until the whole world bakes. We will rise like a sponge against those who would seek to deny the truth. Twin gods, the truth of the twin gods of our religion, Mel and Sue, and their place at Hollywood's right hand. Now, this group is made up of radicalised ex-Bake Off winners, plus some caramelised viewers, and the public are being urged to be vigilant and keep their eyes out for any other kitchen items that have been left unattended. Police have already sent a robot today to dismantle a bread maker in Curry's that was left on a shelf. Although, no, we are just hearing that's just a bread maker for sale in Curry's. A spatula has been blown up in a controlled explosion in a Lakeland quite near Channel 4's headquarters in London. And as we speak, the army have cordoned off an old fridge that's been left by the side of the road in Faversham in Kent. But now we are getting words that that was just fly-tipping by a couple of travellers. We'll bring you more of that, of course, as the afternoon wears along. This is Talk Radio, then, with the baking news that a terror group of radicalised Bake Off fans have claimed responsibility for dangerous kitchen items. More of that as we get it, as I say. So, welcome to the programme. Hello, I am John Holmes. Talk Radio in the afternoon is 1 till 4 o'clock, and I expect you want to know just what's going to be coming out of your speakers this very afternoon. Well, headline hijack on the way. Of course, your daily chance to invade the 2 p.m. news bulletin with a made-up news lie. Nonsense in the news, that is the order of things. And why not claim responsibility for that? Make up a news story out of words that you know and then put them in an order that you also understand. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And then hear that made-up lie coming out of Victoria, spaked as fact, to confuse anyone who hasn't heard this bit of the show where we explain what's going on. That's going to be at around 2 o'clock then. We'll meet another lonely luncher. If you are eating lunch alone, then do so no longer, my friend. Get in touch with us. We'll call you back and help you through it. We're available to chit and chat about this and that. And there are prizes for those inducted into the Tupperware Hall.
No, there's not.
No, you're right. We have to call them gifts. Gift for
somebody. Not a competition.
Not
guys.
A competition. We have to call them gifts. What gifts are available?
Well, today, John, you can win a Talk Radio mug.
Excellent.
A Metro scribbled with some haikus on it.
Badly written,
a Talk Sport mug.
Yes.
A Talk Sport 2 mug. A copy of your book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man,
signed by any author you'd like.
A 2016
Colin Murray
Talk Sport calendar, or a 2016 John Holmes Talk Radio colander.
Due to a typo in an email. That's anyway, all of those prizes could be yours. Gifts could be yours.
Yeah,
if you'd like to email this, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We will call you back. Well, Asprodcast will call you back, even though you won't be able to understand a northern word she's saying. Work experience punditry sees our work experience Sophie today, reviewing some of the weekend's television. And thanks to Talk Radio ploughing the same employment furrow as Sports Direct, she'll be receiving precisely no remuneration for it. There's the news in haikus, current affairs, that is, analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry. We will be out on the streets finding out what the people think today. Do they think batteries or sewage? There's the diversity paper review as we tick another box with a different diversity reviewing our papers. The big debate at three. Monday's mystery quiz. Today it's a mystery object. I'll be holding up something in front of the microphone. You simply have to identify what that object is. And we will be sending out, reaching out, a helping hand to another Kickstarter project by giving it a kick up the arse, giving them radio exposure on the UK's 34th most listened to national station out of a possible 39. And as if that wasn't enough, later we'll be joined by the director of that Patrick Stewart horror film, Green Room. He'll be joining us on the telephone to talk about that. Ginger Dave is not producing today. He did message us earlier to say that he'd hired a van in Nottingham. We've guessed there's a mattress in the back covered in students' tears. Ass Broadcast is through the glass, through the miserable window.
Shut up.
All right. Marta's on the buttons. Good afternoon, Marta.
Hello.
Victoria's back.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, she is. A bit of a request here, by the way, for your news. Fleck has been on. He's in West Marsbar. He says... That's what he writes. He says, can we get a minute of car maintenance advice at the end of one of the bulletins, please? So if you could add that on, maybe at 2:30, that would be excellent.
2:30 car maintenance advice.
Yes,
okay, I'll write
for
that down.
Fleck.
Yeah. For Fleck.
Yeah, okay. Minute of car maintenance advice.
For Fleck's sake.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really look after my car very well, so...
Well,
this not, might not be
your,
good advice.
Doesn't have to be your advice, just any advice. He doesn't specify good or bad.
Okay.
So you can do that. Okay. All right, then, all of that coming up, plus paid intern Cornelius...
Hello.
...will now repeat the racist slur that Paul Gascoigne has pled guilty to.
No, I'm not going to.
About a black man in a theatre.
Yeah, you're not going to make me say that. Oh, I'm not going to say it on
no,
air, so
no.
I don't know why you...
Would you say it off air? Because I'm still racist.
It depends in what context. So earlier you asked what he said,
yeah.
And I told you for factual information.
Yeah. He didn't need to do it in a Chinese accent, though, did
no,
he?
No, didn't do it.
Double racist.
Chinese.
Right, all of that coming up then. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Hello. Oh, let's start with some music. Sex bomb, sex bomb. You're a sex bomb. No, you're a sex... What?
Thank you.
No. That is Tom Jones, of course, Sex Bomb. And why would I be playing Tom Jones's song Sex Bomb on talk radio? Why?
You're my sex bomb.
Why would I be doing that? Well, I'll tell you why. It's for today's big story that we'll be discussing very shortly, of course. Do you want to know how it links to today's big story?
Yeah, I think I can guess.
Go on.
Because of the bombs.
Those sex bombs that people have been leaving around.
Yeah. I don't think they're quite sex bombs.
Not really, no. You wouldn't want to get caught in any bomb, let alone a sex bomb. Imagine what you'd get covered in.
Ugh.
Right, we will, of course, be discussing what I'm interested in, and genuinely interested, because, and it's very timely, the more I hear about sort of improvised... sort of homemade, if you like, DIY bombs that the terrorists are, you do leave around. As we know in New York, we think it's pressure cookers. No one's claimed responsibility for this yet. But I genuinely don't know how easy it is. I mean, seemingly it's very easy to do this kind of stuff. So what I was going to say to Cass is, by way of something sensible for a change, hey, ask broadcast through the glass.
You don't know the meaning of the word sensible.
No, but I actually am genuinely interested in the sort of where people get the information and how easy it is to get information to make these kind of bombs. Because they are becoming more of a thing. We've heard about it in New York over the weekend. And people making bombs out of seemingly household stuff. I don't know how it works. And I also hear about people using mobile phones to trigger them. I genuinely have no idea how this works. So what I'd like to talk to, for once, is a proper expert, if you can manage that, who knows their stuff about this kind of thing. Knows their stuff about this kind of thing.
Should you be... All right.
Okay. So Cass is going to find us a guest to talk about that next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous Loan Arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 6x6-foot lap fence panel for only £12.95 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
I like citizen adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
There's delays currently in the Alma area of Dorset. The A31 is currently blocked both ways near the B3075. That's because of an accident. 7 southbound and 5 struggling around junction 28 for Columpton. There's restrictions on the exit slip because of a breakdown. Warwickshire's northbound M6 is looking heavy as you approach junction 2. Traffic was blocked very briefly because of an accident, but all lanes have reopened. And if you're leaving Warwickshire on the northbound A49 towards the M62, that's likely to be busy. A lane closed for emergency repairs to a gas leak. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your engines.
Fuel your appetite for adrenalised afternoon radio on the Drive Time Show that's going all over the country.
Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
It's the superior work-to-sofa transmission system with intelligent presenter technology fitted as standard. Delaney, live at Drive.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, hello, I am John Holmes. And yes, let's talk today's big story. So then, overnight, as you know, in New York, there has been another explosion. This time, New Jersey police attempted to disarm a device with a robot. It exploded, I think, while they were doing it. No one was hurt, not even the robot, which comes as no surprise to anyone who's ever seen The Terminator. But still, nobody has claimed responsibility for these current attacks. These were seemingly homemade devices. They're talking about pressure cookers, of course. But the question is how easy is it for someone to make a device like this out of a seemingly innocuous household object? On the phone is David Welch. He's the Senior Explosives Officer at Ramona UK. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What does Ramona UK do, David?
We are a commercial version of the military bomb disposal teams. So we utilise former military personnel and others that we train ourselves to deliver various services, not to replace the military. They have a very clear role in the UK. But we travel the world. We do bits and pieces in the UK, a lot of training for various organisations.
Sure.
Both in the improvised area and also the more normal conventional munitions area.
Okay, so these devices that we've been hearing about, these pressure cookers, it's not the first time we've heard of this. Of course, it happened in Boston. I think there were pressure cooker devices as well. And I think it goes back, because I've been looking at it, and it goes back to sort of Afghanistan, where people were using them. I mean, how easy is it for anyone to make a bomb out of just stuff they've got lying around?
The concept is relatively straightforward. Anyone with a rudimentary knowledge of electronics can create something relatively not complex, but that would work quite happily in an improvised device scenario. But what you have to do is consider the key elements of a device, and particularly the explosive elements.
Yeah.
And they are the bits that are hard to come by generally. You have to either make something, which is fraught with its own risks, or you have to acquire either commercial or military-grade explosives from other sources.
Now, so this is like sort of a black market, dark net kind of stuff?
Yeah, kind of. Or, if you're in a war-torn country, you can walk around the streets and find, shells on the ground and do things with them. But, we're talking about the US at the moment, and they aren't necessarily lying around everywhere, but you can find other things. Fireworks can be adapted, for example, but that's not going to give you a huge detonation unless you have a fairly large quantity.
Yeah.
But the information is freely available on the internet. Now, I wouldn't want to tell you where to go and look.
No.
And there are people watching those who do want to go and look. But the recipes that are out there do provide enough information for those that have got that underlying wish to cause mayhem to go away and try it and create substances that may fail or they may work.
Yeah. Now, the thing about
that straightforward.
The pressure cookers is that that's kind of a dangerous thing anyway, because it's about pressure, which is about energy.
Yeah.
And if you, as anyone with a pressure cooker knows, if you leave a pressure cooker on its own with just food in it, it can cause a pretty nasty explosion if you don't.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the trick with explosives anyway would be, the more you confine an explosive substance or compound, the greater the effect you're going to have. And the double bonus you would get with the pressure cooker is you can also get some fragmentation off that as well.
Yeah.
So, if you're in the business of maiming and killing and causing chaos, it's not a bad choice.
Yeah.
All things considered.
Yeah. Well, the other thing that interests me, because this is something, you used to see and probably, programs like 24 and all this kind of stuff, is the mobile phone trigger, right? Now, I genuinely don't understand how that works. So, if that's there's a mobile phone strapped to a thing, right, and then you'd call that mobile phone. How does that detonate something?
It's not actually as straightforward as perhaps some people make it look. You do have to have a degree of knowledge of electronics to be able to convert the phone in the first instance.
Right.
To have the ability to provide the electrical signal that it needs to do. But then you still need to have an initiation system of explosive items. So you need a sensitive explosive that can be triggered by the phone, which is a relatively small amount, that can then be boosted and provide the necessary shock or energy into a larger compound, which would be your main explosive filling. And that's where the problems come from a terrorism perspective, getting access to those substances.
Yeah, I see. So, and in terms of a phone, but that's a case of, because my phone's rubbish and, it's got barely any signal even in central London. So, if I tried to call that to do anything, it's not going to work anyway. So they've got, in terms of casing an area, because I was reading in the New York ones, I think, were mobile phones. You've got to, if you lock a mobile phone in a pressure cooker, how are you going to get a signal in there?
Well, it's a very good point. If you're looking at how these things are initiated or fired, you're looking at a range of options. Mobile phone inside a steel case is not going to get a great signal.
Yeah.
Have you modified the case to allow an external antenna? Have you taped it to the outside?
I see.
There's two elements there. But then you can talk about remote control triggers that were used in the marathon.
Yeah.
But they're relatively close range. If your focus is doing it by remote means, are you going to be watching the target, or are you just going to dial the phone or press the button at a random point as you're running away? There's lots of things that the would-be terrorists would wish to consider in all of these elements, and determining, you know, what they have available to them, and equally what their tactics might be.
So it takes, it does take an element, because all of, you know, we're saying, we make it sound very easy going, oh yeah, everyone's got access to these pressure cookers, to mobile phones, but you do need quite a lot of knowledge in order to do, just to, you know, to put that out there, it's a case of not just anyone can do it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think there's the two elements to it from my perspective. There's the wish to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
Which will drive you to think hard enough about the complications that are set in front of you for you to solve them.
Sure.
If you've got to that point, then you're minded to do bad things, effectively.
Yeah. David, we're slightly out of time on that. Listen, thanks very much. That was really helpful. That's David Wells, Senior Explosives Officer at Ramona UK, which is a commercial, as you said, it's going to go alongside the military in situations such as bomb disposal. But I genuinely didn't know how that worked, so that's quite interesting. Anyway, in the next half an hour, lunching alone, are you? Are you? If you are, we'd like to hear from you. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk for It Is the Lonely Lunch Club. We throw open the mouldering pita bread doors that lead into, as you know, the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Plus, headline hijack on the way. Before that, Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
Police investigating Saturday's explosion in New York have released details of a man they want to question about it. They're warning 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami, who's from New Jersey, could be armed and dangerous. The FBI are searching a chicken shop in the city of Elizabeth, close to where a number of suspect devices were found this morning. Sky's Ian Wood says there have also been developments in the investigation.
We knew of arrests that had been made on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge between Staten Island and Brooklyn, and five people are currently being questioned by the FBI.
It's been revealed British forces took part in a coalition airstrike, which the Syrian government claims killed dozens of its troops at the weekend. The Ministry of Defence says it's fully cooperating with an investigation. Paul Gascoigne has been fined £1,000 in order to pay another £1,000 in compensation after admitting making a racist comment to a black security guard. The former England footballer made the joke during his show An Evening with Gazza in Wolverhampton in November. World leaders are gathering in New York for a special United Nations summit on the global refugee crisis. Theresa May is expected to say that people should claim asylum in the first safe country they reach. Two men have died in a microlight crash in mid-Wales. It happened in Powys yesterday. Police say their families have been told. And a man has been fined nearly £200 for stealing Eddie Izzard's pink beret during a pro-EU rally. But a court's been told he apparently didn't recognise the famous comedian. The weather cloudy with outbreaks of rain across England and Wales. Brighter and drier elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
So you just wanted a pink beret?
Well, possibly so.
Okay. I mean, you're going out, you think, oh, you know what, I really want to, I hope I find someone with a pink beret today.
Mm.
And just run after him and get him.
Well, yeah.
It's all about the being fined for colours today, isn't it? Paul Gascoigne.
It's one way of putting it, John.
And now this.
Mm.
Good. Thanks, Victoria.
Okay.
Now, Victoria, by the way, for a man who was telling us how mobile phones work, his phone was rubbish, wasn't it?
I was wondering what that noise was.
Yeah. dreadful. I think they have, because he works in bomb disposal, and the idea is to cut signals off from mobile phones. I think he'd got some kind of device on his phone that was just in case, you know, anyone detonated it while he was, I think. I'm just guessing. I mean, I'm no expert, as we know. Right, Victoria has a mouth. It's this one.
This one.
In about 25 minutes' time, things will come out of it, and those things...
Sounds terrible.
Well, better than me saying things will go into it.
Thanks, John.
But things will go into it, and those things that will go into it will be the made-up news lie, of course, which we would like you to very much write. All you got to do is write a made-up news story, get it to us on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And at 2 o'clock, are you yawning? What is
no.
It?
Yes, I could see the end of it.
What?
It's yawn.
Oh, Christ.
Nothing else.
Oh, I'm just checking. Right, at 2 o'clock, Victoria will say your words if you'd like to get us the news lie. And she will say them as truth, for that is headline hijack, and it's on the way. The lines are open. We'll also do... Stop giggling. We'll also do Lonely Lunch Club very shortly. You're listening to Talk Radio.
The
Noel Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, the next Full Set Breakfast will be broadcast more classily than normal because we're joined by Mylene Class and Lee Mead. You lucky people. Joseph meets Hearsay only on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in, of course, this afternoon. Your reactions, you can react to Talk Radio, and you can do that via the medium of text or Twitter. And some of your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius, what have you got there?
Pacifist says they should ban bombs from the whole of the New York State. And if that doesn't work, appeal to who is ever leaving them and ask them to give it a rest.
Yes. Well, and just worldwide, I think we could probably extend that.
Maybe.
You know, I think just stop bombing. I think that. You know, it's controversial, I know, but just stop it.
Well,
stop it.
Opposite Opinion says we need drastic action. Ban all people from going to America. Just have a nations of guns that are left to shoot each other.
Just guns.
Just
lying.
Guns.
Just guns.
Just guns
everywhere.
In schools, guns in work. Just guns. Just no guns. People.
No people there.
Just guns.
Get rid of all the people and just leave the guns there and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. John, it's all very well talking about kitchen implements being used as bombs. My elderly aunt got a bath bomb for Christmas. She said it was just a fragranced pouch that when dropped into the water would spread sort of soothing oils into the water. I still reported her to the authorities. She's now in prison awaiting trial as a jihadist.
That's chemical warfare, isn't it?
It is in many ways. And John, I once had a Jaeger bomb. Think on that. Thinking on it now, actually. Okay, I've finished thinking on it now. If you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on
start
Twitter.
Your message with any word you'd like.
Let's do Headline Hijack. Right then, as indicated, 20 minutes to go until a made-up news lie comes out of your radio sounding like it's true. The point of it all is to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. They might have popped out for lunch, as you know, or so on and so forth. Get back, 2 o'clock, switch the radio on and believe what they hear. Why wouldn't they? It's the news. I mean, it'll be pronounced badly because Victoria's doing it, but it is the news at any rate. So those lines are open if you'd like to be the winner of today's Headline Hijack. Here's some that have come in already. Jose Mourinho did a press conference in which he's blamed cows for Manchester United's recent poor form. They lost, was it 3-1 at the weekend, I think?
Yep. Football.
The United manager believes that the cows, that the leather is, that they're taking from the cows to create the footballs, the cows aren't eating enough, he says. That's causing the leather to be thinner. Meaning that the footballs are now too aerodynamic. The FA has launched an investigation this afternoon into cows. It's coming from Ian there. Thank you, Ian. Cornelius, what have you got there?
This has come in from Sarah, who says that rather controversially, Alistair Brownlee has been disqualified from triathlons.
From?
Yep, for 8 years after helping his brother Johnny Brownlee cross the finish line in the World Series final. Aiding other triathletes is against the rules of the race, and Alistair has had his bike, trainers and swimming goggles confiscated from him.
Thank you very much for that. By the way, I went to do a book signing at the weekend.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
It's fine. It mostly consisted of... I went to do a book signing in my hometown of Nuneaton.
Did anyone turn up?
Where I grew up. Let's put it this way, right? No. But but it was like mums of people I was at school with. just telling me how their daughters or sons...
How well that... You know why they're all buying it? Is so they can take them to their sons and daughters and go, look how well he did.
Yes.
And they just go, what are you doing?
I think it's the other way around. Yeah. Just go, you did well compared to this loser. No, well, he's written a book. He's sitting on his own in Waterstones.
I had to buy 3 copies. I felt so bad.
Yeah, somebody did buy 3 copies. My mum bought 3 copies, one for each of her kids. Yeah.
Wow, she must have felt so bad.
It gives you some idea. Well, two things. One, a man turned up, Jack, I think, who's a listener to this show, who had won some meat. Hi, Jack. That's what reminded me, because of Headline Hijack.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So, Hijack, if you're listening. But he said to me, he said, tell Cornelius...
Oh, God. What?
That he has a writer's voice for radio.
What's that mean?
He just can't speak.
Oh, right.
Or read. Which is fair.
I've heard that before,
yeah,
actually.
There you go.
You're a really good writer.
You're right. Writer's voice. Well, I wouldn't go that far. but let's put it this way. I'll put it in context. You know, I was sitting in there in Waterstones in Dunedin, and over the road, as if to mock me, right, through the window of Rope Walk Arcade in Dunedin, two characters from Paw Patrol had a much, much, much better load of people turn up to see.
What is Paw Patrol?
It's a children's cartoon. Chase and Marshall from Paw Patrol were standing in the arcade outside the closed British Home Stores, right, marshalling a better queue with far more people in it than I could muster, having slogged my guts out writing a book.
I once queued an hour for a book signing in Bromley.
Yeah.
For the former assistant manager of Charlton Athletic, Keith Peacock.
Right.
So.
Great. Well, anyway, if you'd like to get your Headline Hijacks in, you know the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio.
Start your message with anywhere you like.
And we will meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
I like Citizen Adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Jazz EX. From its magic seats that fold away to triple your boot space, to City Brake Active that can scan the road and apply the brakes if there's trouble ahead. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Jazz EX. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays currently in the Alma area of Dorset. The A31 is currently blocked both ways near the B3075. That's because of an accident. 7 southbound in 5 struggling around junction 28 for Columpton. There's restrictions on the exit slip because of a breakdown. Warwickshire's is northbound in 6 is looking heavy as you approach junction 2. Traffic was blocked very briefly because of an accident, but all lanes have reopened. And if you're leaving Warwickshire on the northbound A49 towards the M62, that's likely to be busy. A lane closed for emergency repairs to a gas leak. I'm Joanna Adams.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley Brewer, tomorrow morning from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then, and welcome to you. You are listening to Talk Radio. If you've only just tuned in, you missed us talking to Dave Welch. He's a senior explosives officer, and he was telling us all about how these improvised bombs, such as the ones in New York over the weekend, are are put together and how they are built, how they're detonated over. It's very complicated. What are you saying? It's complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No,
I've tried.
I know. It's the same with the news. I know. Get off those websites. It's the same with the news, isn't it? Though, really, it's all
John. Because news.
Paul Gascoigne, right, did a racial slur.
Oh,
racial slur.
I can't get my head around that.
Who I think is Paul Ross's newsreader, isn't it? In the mornings. And now the news with racial slur. And it's a combination of Rachel, who does the news, and how Alan Brazil talks. And talks sport. Because he's drunk in the morning. It's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around
it. No, many people can't. And that's why we like to help you get your head around the news here on Talk Radio in the afternoons from 1 until 4. And we do that by taking the news for you so you don't have to, and breaking it down into its component parts, stripping away the layers and drilling right down into the very essence of news. And when you do that, you get Japanese poetry all over your drill bit. And that is 5 syllables again. We present the news in haikus.
Metro headline reads, "Pedophile playground, not taking my kids there then."
Although, you know, swings and roundabouts.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
So, hello then, good afternoon, and that sound that you hear there now somehow dictates the opening up of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's the Lonely Lunch Club. Would you like to be a member of it? All you need to do is be lunching alone. That is it. That are the rules. Lunching alone, for whatever reason, the reason is not important, just lonely lunching. And we are here for you to reach out a helping hand and pull you through your lunchtime and make you fewer lonely while we're doing it. On the telephone, I think right now, is India. Hello, India.
Hey, John.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm very good, India. How are you?
Good. I'm good, thank you.
Good. Right, so you're lunching alone. Pray tell why.
I'm lunching alone because... yeah, I know, I was in a cafe, sorry, picking up my lunch.
Yeah.
Because I don't always have time to sit down and hang out with people while I'm eating, I suppose.
I see. Well, yes. Well, I'm glad you clarified where you are, because that sounded like the least lonely lunchtime I've ever heard. Like you're at some kind of lunch party, that was.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that I didn't get the invitation, so,
yeah.
You know, they might be happening. I'm just not always there.
Where are you? Where are you?
Based.
Seemingly in heavy traffic.
No, just the one truck. I'm walking back to Twickenham Studios, which is where I work.
Where, sorry?
Much quieter. Twickenham Studios.
Oh, you work at Twickenham Studios?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. What do you do at Twickenham Studios?
I work in the art department in film. So I'm working on a film at the moment just as an art department assistant.
I see.
I would
have thought that working in film is such a show business glamorous environment, India, whereby you are surrounded by A-list Hollywood stars at all times, especially at lunchtime. Is the reality not like that?
No, well, also we're shooting at the moment, so we're our film's being shot on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah.
Currently, part of it is. So most of the people are off. No one's here. A couple of people are on location recces. So it's just us sad, lonely art department people left behind.
And what film have you got shooting on the Isle of Wight?
The press release has been released, so it's okay. It's Victoria and Abdul. It's a Queen Victoria film.
A Queen Victoria film? What, she's directed it?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, good.
From the grave.
Yeah, good. Well, it'd probably be better than a lot of films. Okay, well, so for those that don't know, what does an art department do, India?
Art department does set design. So building sets and things like that, basically.
And so your day-to-day role is what? Designing the sets or sort of wrecking what you think sets might have to look? I mean, what are you going to be doing this afternoon, India?
This afternoon, I will probably be doing a bit of Photoshop, hopefully doing a drawing for someone.
Yep.
So it might be like of a room layout, a plan.
Yep.
Because I'm still at the bottom, so I'm not necessarily doing all the fancy footwork stuff.
Yeah,
or it will be doing like admin in the office.
Okay.
Like, you know, picking up stuff, or I'm going to go pick up some drawings that are being printed at Shepperton, so I'm going to go do that as well.
Oh, I see.
Very exciting.
It is, well, yeah. Yeah. So in terms of lunching alone then, as you say, the main reason is most people are off being glamorous.
Yes.
And you're stuck there. What have you chosen from your cafe of choice there?
I have chosen a focaccia prosciutto mozzarella and tomato sandwich.
Oh, how very film.
I know. It's from Zoran's. It's delightful.
Of course it is. Good.
Yeah.
And how long have you been art department? How long have you been doing this for, India?
I've probably been in the art department since March, I guess.
Okay.
So not long.
And prior to that, were you in, was this your sort of first film role, as it were?
My first film role was in accounts. As an accounts assistant,
right.
On a big film that came out in July. But before that, I was babysitting children, and I was babysitting a financial controller's kids, basically.
Okay.
The big accountant on movies, and that's how I got the job.
Oh, I see. A bit of nepotism from a former employer there. That's fine. That's fair enough.
Very luckily. Well,
that's fine. Whatever works. Did you, the film you were doing the accounts on, just to give us a level here, did it make money?
I think so. I believe so.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
So your accounts were pretty good, is what I'm saying.
I did filing, so I filed pretty well.
Good. All right. Now, listen, for being involved in the Lonely Lunch Club, as you know, we are here for you to make your... to make your lunchtime fewer lonely. That is the entire point of it. And it's about
Thank you.
It is really, Indy, is about talking to people who are out doing a thing at the moment and getting a little insight into their lives, which I think we've done with you, which is very nice. You know, it's very, very pleasing. but you get to choose a gift now. Okay.
Oh, I do.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
you do. And it's from a list of glittering, I think you'll agree, prizes. Gifts. Can't call them prizes, apparently. Why can't I call them prizes again?
Because it's not a competition.
It's not a competition, India.
Because you're bribing me.
So you're basically bribed with prizes.
No.
Bribes. Can't I call them bribes?
Your thanks with gifts.
Can't I call them bribes?
No.
Why?
Because that's not a thing.
All right.
It could be a thing. We can make it a thing.
Thank you, India. We can make it a thing, couldn't we? And do you like them apples?
Hmm? I don't.
Yeah, okay. Corny.
Yeah.
Corny?
We're not making it a thing.
Is it not a thing?
No, it's not a thing.
Ask podcasters, it's not a thing.
It's a gift.
It's a gift.
Just leave it as a gift.
Okay, a gift. I'd love a gift.
All right.
Thank you. Can I still have one after all this?
I think so. Here's your you've got a choice of gifts. And here comes the list now with my glamorous assistant. Here comes the choice of available gifts.
A talk radio mug. Yes, you could perch from the same lips as Ash Gould.
Perch from the same lips?
Well, from the same...
Perch?
I don't know. copy of
make any sense.
You know, when you sip, you perch the mug, don't you, with your lips? Purse.
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 You don't perch your lip. You purse your lips.
I should make it clear, there's no purses available.
No. Is there a perch?
No,
like
that's
the fish?
No.
All right.
A copy of today's Metro with today's news in haiku scribbled on it, and also a half-written haiku that I couldn't finish about the policeman who smashed up that car.
That's really great.
A Talk Sport mug. You could share the same lip...
Perch.
as Max Rushton. A copy of John Holmes's book,
Hello.
A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man,
signed by
any author you'd like. Maybe a successful one. a TalkSport 2 mug. You know, TalkSport 2. The best for sports 2. A 2016 Colin Murray TalkSport calendar.
That's out of date.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he's left.
Yeah, yeah.
And we fished the calendars out of a skip.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
A 2016 John Holmes Talk Radio colander, which was a typo of an email, but is now a thing.
Yeah. It's not a calendar. It's a colander. One of those prizes, gifts, could be yours. India, which one would you like?
I'm a lucky lady. I would love to have the Metro, the free Metro with the half-written haiku.
Excellent.
I think that would be really great.
Great. I spend about a year writing a book and you spend 10 minutes on the train writing a crap haiku and that's what the people want. I don't know why I bloody bother. India, a pleasure to talk to you. Well, it was up to that point. Thank you, India. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Go away now. You are now inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's India there. That's great, isn't it? Great.
Really great.
Great. While I was signing the book, by the way, to the...
Your book signing.
Mm. To the good people of Nuneaton in Warwickshire. I couldn't... And as I said, I was sitting in Waterstones while opposite me, almost mocking me, were two characters from Paw Patrol who were called Chase and Marshall. With a much, 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 much bigger queue of people wanting to see them.
I know. I went up there to see them.
Yeah.
I travelled. I travelled. You had to, though.
Yeah. But anyway,
they're cartoons.
I know! They're not even real!
How did that work?
There were people in big foam suits dressed as characters from Paw Patrol with a massive queue of people. There was just outside the opposite Waterstones where I was sitting with a biscuit.
Maybe if you
and
had dressed...
And the mother of Catherine Powell, who I went to school with
maybe
in 1988.
Maybe if you
who
had
now
dressed...
works as a producer in Bristol for the BBC, her mum told me.
She's doing well. BBC. Maybe you should have dressed in a giant sort of John Holmes.
I almost thought what I could do is go and get just...
Mascot costume.
Wait for the mascot, one of the mascots to go for a wee, and then beat him up and get his costume, and then sit in Waterstones dressed as a squirrel or whatever the hell they're supposed to be.
Humans? Oh, no, they're dogs, aren't they?
Probably are. Yeah, Paw Patrol, the clue's in
there. Paw Patrol,
yeah. Anyway, spotted.
Spotted?
Spotted.
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 Spotted. Spotted.
Spotted.
So I thought today's texting, given that I spotted Chase and spotted. Status from Paw Patrol, whatever they're called.
Spotted.
Is your spotteds, please, a semi-regular text-in that we have, whereby notable people you may have spotted...
Spotted.
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 If you've spotted people, then we do want to hear about it. We're a bit like Heat Magazine. We're like an audio version of Heat Magazine in that we're crap too. Right. Spotted.
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 An eyebrowless David Dickinson sitting in a doctor's surgery in the waiting room, sheepishly sporting a Tinkerbell outfit. Spotted.
Spotted.
That's coming from Dan. Thanks, Dan. Anyone sent a spotted in?
Spotted.
We collect these over the weeks, so they won't go to waste. So do just send in your spotted.
This is from Michael, who says, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Apprentice Series 8 contestant Ricky Martin hijacking the Hogwarts Express with a plastic sword at Harry Potter World.
Spotted.
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 Spotted. A group of toddlers kicking chef Anthony Worrell Thompson in the groin at a Lebanese spring onion festival. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. If you've got a spotted, write the word spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Send it to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
And then write the word
spotted.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with, what can they start it with?
Spothead. And let us know who you spotted and what they were doing. Now, Headline Hijack is coming out of Victoria's mouth within the next couple of minutes. Who has got their made-up news story in there?
It's Janie.
And where's Janie from?
Janie is from...
Got a gun?
Newcastle.
Newcastle. Janie in Newcastle, well done. You have won today's Headline Hijack. After that, Sophie will be here. She's work experience. She is our work experience pundit today. She'll be looking at, or has been looking at, television. She's here to review some of it, which will also serve to highlight Talk Radio's relaxed attitude to employment law, because we don't have to pay her. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way.
Search Yaris Offers. 0% APR representative, £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claimback do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
On the radio, I'm John Holmes. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Just after 2 o'clock, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Manhattan bombing suspect is identified. The PM urges a new approach to the migrant crisis. And Eddie Izzard's Bray thief is fined.
Talk Radio.
The governor of New York says the Manhattan bombing could have been an act of terrorism with a foreign connection. Police say they want to question Ahmed Khan Rahami about the blast, which injured 29 people on Saturday night. Here's Governor Andrew Cuomo.
The fundamental goal of these acts are to disrupt our life, right? Disrupt freedom, disrupt democracy. And we're not going to let them do that.
Five people are being questioned and a chicken shop is being searched in New Jersey after suspect devices were found nearby this morning. The Ministry of Defence has confirmed British forces took part in a coalition airstrike, which the Syrian government claims killed more than 60 of its soldiers. The United States says it regrets the bombing at the weekend and insists the intended target was the Islamic State group. A judge has told Paul Gascoigne he has a sort of insidious racism that needs to be challenged. The former footballer will have to pay out £2,000 after admitting making a racist joke aimed at a black security guard at an event in November. World leaders are meeting in New York for a UN summit on the refugee crisis. Theresa May is expected to say people should claim asylum in the first safe country they reach. It comes as activists have laid out 2,500 life jackets in Parliament Square to encourage the government to take in more refugees from Syria. These people there have told Talk Radio it's heartbreaking.
It's just a field of dead people. It's incredible.
It's the children, isn't it? Bless them, that are caught up in all this. It turns my stomach to see them coming in these little dinghies.
If it does touch your doorstep every day, I think you can put it to the back of your mind. This brings it back home again.
And a man who stole Eddie Izzard's pink beret during a pro-EU rally in London has been ordered to pay out £300. 26-year-old David Zawonka claims he didn't recognise the comedian during last month's march.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with that.
Last month was August.
Yeah.
Not March.
It was a march, as in a synonym for demonstration. Not the month of March.
Oh, you said last. I only came in at the end, and I heard you just say last month's March.
I thought you were going to flag
it was,
me up.
It was August.
Yeah, last month was August. Well done.
Yeah, I wasn't listening to the rest of it. Did you make a mistake?
No, I didn't.
Oh. Okay.
Anyway, the weather, cloudy with outbreaks of rain across England and Wales, brighter and drier elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
You're welcome, John.
Great. There now, and I think Ben's... Is Ben?
Yeah, Ben's here. He's doing sport.
Ben's got the pre-recorded sports bulletin.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. We're expecting to learn the severity of Tottenham striker Harry Kane's ankle injury today. The England forward scored in yesterday's 1-0 Premier League win over Sunderland, but had to come off on a stretcher following a challenge on an opponent. Kane then left White Hart Lane on crutches and wearing a protective boot. Meanwhile, Dele Alli's the latest player to commit his future to the club long term. The England midfielder signed a new contract until 2022. He joins Christian Eriksen and Eric Dier in agreeing new terms, it's thought Harry Kane and Kyle Walker could be doing the same soon. Yorkshire head coach Jason Gillespie says he respects but doesn't agree with the ECB board blocking Johnny Bairstow from playing in their title decider this week. The wicketkeeper batsman's being saved for the tour of Bangladesh, while Adil Rashid was available for his county but asked to be rested. Finally, Olympic champion Alistair Brownlee has joked his brother Johnny was a flipping idiot for not pacing his run properly and missing out on the World Triathlon Series title. Johnny tied in the last 700 metres or so in Mexico and started swerving, meaning Alistair had to pretty much carry him to the finish line. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, in order to win over young voters in the UK, the Conservative Party has announced plans to subsidise Jaeger bombs in bars and clubs. The This One's On Us scheme will see the prices of Jaeger bombs almost halve and is expected to up the country's party levels by almost 20%.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Victoria there with the news. Ben with the pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Victoria's just... You all right?
Yeah.
Okay. You just flounced, that was all. You just did a flounce from your chair.
Is that what you're calling it?
If you like.
Thanks. Okay. I'm going to try not to flounce on my way out.
Go on then. Sure you don't want to flounce?
Yeah.
Sophie's come in. She didn't flounce, did she?
Just that.
Yeah, it's fine. Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
We'll do some work experience punditry momentarily.
Sounds good.
But first, we're just going to pop over to Radio 2, because Steve Wright's just started.
Oh, cool.
And I want to see... I want to see what he's doing.
Bring it on, Bobby Pryor and Tim Smith. We're going to look at some factoids, aren't we, Bobby? What you got?
Water. It would be green if the food colourant wasn't added.
Green. Did you know there are 250,000 roughly sweat glands in a kebab?
I didn't know that, except for the smell. Chips are the key to a night of sexy fun.
Pair of human feet.
I'm not sure about that.
So what does work?
Yeah, what does work?
I don't know what does work.
Is it vending machines?
Every time. Every time.
Right.
To produce a single pound of Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
A blue whale would have to visit. Guess how many flowers?
4,000.
No.
No.
352.
No. 2 million flowers.
No.
Really?
No. 2 million.
Don't be surprised if your boss puts a great big c*** on your desk. Research shows that if you place a big c*** in front of people, they'll do more work, which is handy because we have a giant c*** here, don't we?
More than one, yes. There's three in this studio alone.
Factoids.
So that's what Steve Wright in the afternoon's doing. At the moment, you're listening to Talk Radio, though. I am John Holmes. A lot of spotteds coming in here. Spotted. This is from Fingers Wakely on Twitter. Spotted. Hashtag spotted. Captain James T. Kirk and Captain Jean-Luc Picard playing ping pong at his local sports centre this afternoon. He's just spotted.
Spotted.
That. By the way, Jean-Luc Picard, Patrick Stewart, the director of his horror film that he did, Green Room, not so long ago. That director, because it's coming out on DVD, will be joining us on this programme before 4 o'clock this afternoon. Spotted. Let me have a look at this. Veteran, this is, don't think this is the name on this, but veteran rocker Iggy Pop, John, being apprehended by security guards at a Sainsbury's local in Cardiff. After being spotted on CCTV, stuffing Kinder eggs and comics down his jeans. That's just coming the
Spotted.
That's coming from Fleck. For Fleck's sake. Right. Look, Sophie's here.
Hiya.
Hi, Sophie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good. Fine, thank you. Yeah, so you're doing work experience punditry today.
I am, yes.
For those that may not know, this is how it works. We get a work experience, in this case, Sophie, to review something. We do film, we do TV, we do gadgets, we do hipster nonsense. Today is TV. The excellent news, isn't it, Sophie, is that we don't have to pay you.
That is... I suppose it's excellent for you.
Yes. Not good for you, is it, if I'm honest?
Not great, but...
Think of it as a valuable industry...
Oh, I do.
...experience.
It's on my CV.
Yes. I don't even put this on my CV.
No, I just have career break on my CV.
Where this is.
Yeah.
because it's just less, fewer embarrassing.
Yeah.
Right, Sophie, what are we talking about today?
Okay, so first up, Victoria.
No, John.
Which is, oh, sorry.
Yeah, she reads the news.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes. When you say first up, Victoria.
Sorry.
All right.
First up is the programme, Victoria.
I'd hate to speculate. Okay. I think it was Moose.
Which is on ITV on Sundays at 9.
Yes.
And it's a story of Queen Victoria.
Yeah.
From when she becomes queen at the age of 18. And she's played by Jenna Coleman, who is beautiful.
She's out of off of Doctor Who, isn't she?
Is she? Oh,
was she? She was an assistant.
I think she was.
Wasn't,
yeah,
Jenna Coleman?
Like Billy Piper, but not
after Billy Piper. Yeah, yeah.
That's when I stopped watching.
Yeah, so did I. Actually, I just happened to know that.
Oh, okay, good knowledge.
Because you're right. Because she's very beautiful.
She is very beautiful. Mm. But you get to see her sort of vulnerable side as queen. So she's really young, and she still kind of has dolls and plays with her dogs. And it's kind of a story about how everyone's quite sceptical of her being queen, and quite a lot of like love stories going on in there. And it's really interesting to see her relationships with her mother and her servants and the Prime Minister at the time. Obviously, I don't know how true it is because it's obviously based on historical...
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Is it dramatised or is it...
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know to which extent it's true or not.
All right.
But I think... It's
I mean, broadly
true.
Speaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's no, you know, 60-foot-high robots in it.
No.
You know, which didn't happen as far as I'm aware.
They were all on horses and carts.
Robot
and
horses? No.
I don't think so.
No. Do we have a clip of this?
We do, yes.
Okay, here's a clip from Victoria.
I was told you wanted to see me.
I want to ask you something. But before I do, I must be sure that you will not mind me asking. Albert. Would you do me the honour of... No, it sounds wrong. Albert. Will you marry me?
It depends.
On what?
On if you let me kiss you first.
I mean, I'll be honest, I've seen pictures of Queen Victoria, right? And she was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
But you know, not there, not with Jenna Coleman.
Albert's
quite that's
ugly,
not
though.
True, is it?
Well, that you're supposed to say. That is the dramatised...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Queen Victoria, minger, as the kids would say, right? I mean, she was, wasn't she? So, you know, that's not accurate. So already, they've not done it entirely truthfully.
They've changed that a little bit.
Did Prince Albert have his Prince Albert when...
haven't seen that scene.
I mean, that scene must be on the way.
Yes.
Because that's a classic.
I would imagine. They're actually cousins, though. So that's a bit weird.
Yeah.
But I think that was quite normal then.
Well, in the royal family, that's still pretty normal. I'm fairly sure if you're in the royal family, anything goes.
I suppose so, yeah.
Which explains a hell of a lot. But that's the lineage, isn't it, though? You're absolutely right. They used to be married off to their cousins in exactly the same way.
Keep it in the
kissing
family.
There before marriage as well. Shocking behaviour from the Victorian, the pinned up Victorian era there.
Indeed.
Yeah. So did the Prince Al... Did he have... When in the timeline, did Prince Albert get a Prince Albert? Historically speaking, do we know? Google it.
No, I don't know.
No, but it must be a future storyline. Is all I'm going to say.
Yes.
You know, will he say to her, "Hey, Vicky"? Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
Have you just googled Prince Albert, but left safe search off?
I didn't know what it was. I remembered it was something, but don't search it. It's horrible. Oh! I can't. I could. Ah.
Yeah.
I mean, it was off my screen. But I don't want that.
You've seen it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know Evan Davis from the Today programme has one?
No, I didn't.
You know Evan Davis?
Dragon's Den.
Yeah, from Radio 4. And Dragon's Den, he's got one.
Has he?
Yes.
How do you know that?
I just know that.
Okay.
It's true. At least I've said it on the radio, so I hope it's true now, otherwise you might sue me. But yeah, that's it. But Prince Albert had a Prince Albert, didn't he? That's why it's, you know.
Yeah, that is true. That's what, you know, origins.
Yeah, just wondering whether or not that's going to crop up as a...
Maybe.
As part of the story. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you make of it?
I think it's
not
good.
Not that, I mean the programme is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the programme is good. If you want to watch it from the beginning, you've only got 7 days to watch the first episode
online.
So
this is their because Sunday night ITV. It's their sort of wanted it to be Downton Abbey, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's very much Downton Abbey.
Yeah,
but Victorian.
Yes. Has it been a success? I haven't really.
Yeah, it's kind of it clashes with Poldark, so it's like the rivalry between that and it's winning.
It's a very weird Sunday night tradition, isn't it, in this country, where there are things that are like that. Historical dramas have always been a bit of a thing. And I wonder what it is about Sunday nights that I have no answer to this, but I just idly speculate what it is about Sunday nights that, that draws that audience to. Because you wouldn't necessarily watch that on a Tuesday night.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of weird, isn't it?
It's a relaxing, lazy Sunday evening thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I suppose after your roast.
Yeah. I think Prince Albert and Queen Victoria were the first to do that as well.
Yeah.
With a couple of Premiership footballers in a travelling.
Yes.
Maybe that'll come up.
Do you want to Google that?
Not it.
What, did you, will you be watching, did you watch it from the beginning? Or?
I did, yeah. Oh, I started on episode one and I didn't watch it last night because I had other things to do. But catch up, I will.
Okay. What are we reviewing next?
Next is Clever Man on BBC Three, which is also on just online only now.
Right.
So it's sort of reality fantasy. It's an American, Australian, New Zealand television show. All three of them together,
right,
apparently.
Yeah.
And it has sort of Aboriginal mythology in it. So there's these creatures called hairy people who are basically humans, but with a lot more hair. And they live alongside the humans, and the humans sort of discriminate them and exploit them, and ultimately want to get rid of them.
Yeah. This is just a description of Ginger producer Dave.
And that's exactly what happened to him.
A bit, yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah. It's sort
of we did get rid of
but
it.
But they're smaller.
A really hairy humanoid.
Pretty much. It's a bit strange, actually. And so the humans, if you find a hairy person, you can get a reward, and they put them in prison, and it's all very strange.
Why don't these people just shave?
Well, they have like hair on their forehead, so there's a lot of hair everywhere, bigger than eyebrows, more eyebrows.
Right.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
Should we have a clip?
Yes.
Okay, here's a hairy clip.
The international community has accused us of violating human rights. But these creatures are not human.
We do not share the same DNA. We don't know exactly what they are. This only reaffirms this government's commitment to keep these subhumans within the zone.
Can we just accept that they are not sub anything, but people? What you're really talking about is the forcible removal of innocent people from their homes.
So is it an allegory of immigration and all things, you know, human rights and minorities and that?
A bit, yeah. And there's this person who's called the Clever Man. This is where the Aboriginal sort of mythology comes into it. So the Clever Man is a chosen one who can unite the species and the humans together.
Yes.
And that's kind of the story, is following the Clever Man who's just died, and then there's a new Clever Man and he has to try and unite these species.
Is it like X-Men?
A bit, yeah.
Because the mutants and humans and all that, and segregation and all that kind of
stuff. And District 9, the film, if it's very much like that. Or the alien thing that Channel 4 did as well. Sort of, it's got a sort of funny side to it, but also very much not funny side as well.
Yes.
It's very interesting. The first episode, you're left with a lot of questions, which makes you want to watch more.
Right.
Which is good.
Have any of them got a Prince Albert?
I'm not sure. That's still yet
too
to
much,
crop up.
Too much hair.
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be able to see it, would you? Yeah.
All right, well, keep watching it on our behalf and let us know.
I will.
Sophie's here. She's reviewing television. so far, Victoria and Clever Man. What are we going to do next after the break?
Obesity, the post-mortem. And The Beauty and the Baker.
Well, I think you're one of the questions I'm going to be asking. We are Talk Radio. I am on it. And we're back with Sophie.
Not for long.
No one listening, doesn't matter. After this, traffic and travel.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
From just £299 per month, the Mercedes-Benz Sprinter 313 CDI Premium Edition long wheelbase van in Arctic White includes aircon, Beckham Map Pilot, Bluetooth and more. Check it out now in the Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre Summer Sale. Offer ends September 23rd. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. For conditions, check mbvanseastlondon.co.uk. Business users only. Over 48 months at 10,000 miles per annum on agility. Deposit £11,207.34. Optional final payment £8,825. Option pack only available on 2 and 3 series vans. Mileage and damage charges may apply. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby Premium Cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous Loan Arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
No change for traffic on the A31 in Dorset at the Spetsbury turn. It's currently blocked both ways because of an accident involving a motorhome. There's a problem for if you're trying to get towards Oxford on the southbound A34 from the M40 at Junction 9. It's closed off at the moment towards the Islip turn. That's because of a multi-vehicle accident. North of Nottinghamshire, the A57 is very busy around five lanes end. Other approaches are queuing there because of an accident on the roundabout. And Cardiff's A4232 queuing out towards a Leckwood interchange because of a breakdown. I'm Gerina Adams.
The best thing about this summer? SEAT's beautifully created summer drive. Until September 30th, you can get a new Ibiza FR with 1 year's free insurance for 18s and over. Plus, we'll give you an extra £500 when you test drive any new SEAT. SEAT insurance offer is available on qualifying new SEAT Ibiza FR models ordered from July 1st to September 30th, subject to eligibility. For full details, visit insurewithseat.co.uk/Ibiza, excludes Northern Ireland. T's and C's apply. SEAT Motor Insurance is arranged and administered by Carrot Risk Technologies Limited.
The Brothers Gould, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A seamless transition between tea time and twilight with the legendary Brothers Gould. Destined to become the nation's favourite radio family. Tall Tales and Telephone Trouble with the Brothers Gould. Featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Get caught in two-way family crossfire with me, Johnny Gould, and him, Ash.
You all right, Bubba?
On Talk Radio.
It's a brother load of back chat, bravado and banging entertainment.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. Keeping it in the family with the Brothers Gould.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And it's 23 minutes past 2 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. We are reviewing television with Sophie as part of today's work experience punditry. Done Victoria, Sunday night's ITV new Downton Abbey-esque thing, and we have done Clever Man, which is a BBC Three quite interesting sounding, I have to say.
Yeah.
What is it, a drama? Is it a, what is it?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Action, drama fantasy, reality thing.
Good. Where are we going next?
Next, we're on to obesity, the post-mortem.
Right, so is what is it?
Okay, so it's not for the light-hearted. You have to be quite strong-stomached for this. It is literally a post-mortem of an obese woman.
That's it?
Yes.
And what channel is this on?
This is on BBC Three.
Of course it bloody is.
Yes. And it's actually really interesting.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. So this woman's body was donated to medical science, although she probably didn't think it was going to be this public.
Yeah.
However, anyway, she's 17 stone and 5'5", or was. And these two pathologists come in, and one does all the cutting and the removal of everything, and the other goes a bit more into depth into the organs. It's really interesting.
It does sound quite fascinating.
Because I've never actually seen...
A fat person.
Not from the inside.
No.
So they go inside and you get to see all of the kind of human parts in real life. Although it's not because you're not there, but it is real life.
I know what
rather
you mean.
Than like a model.
Do they stick cameras in it? In the guts?
Almost.
Yeah.
They get very close and then they cut everything. And yeah. So, yeah, you have to really, you know, I showed it to my housemate for 30 seconds so she had to run out of the room. So if you're that kind of person, don't watch it.
Yeah.
But it is really interesting.
Yeah. Well, I suppose if you can detach yourself, you know, like a limb that's come off or something, you know, and sort of do, view it through a prism of just interest about how the body works and so forth, then I suppose that. I think we've got a clip of obesity.
Yes, we do.
So let's have a big fat listen.
The pathology team conducting the autopsy could not know what would be revealed. But the examination showed striking evidence of the impact of obesity on the insides of our donor. Excessive quantities of fat in the abdomen and dangerous accumulations around the internal organs.
With every postmortem that I do, I learn something new. But I think in this situation, with our postmortem, not only was I learning, but the public have also had the privilege of learning those incredible secrets of the inside of the human body that I would see on a daily basis.
Obesity is very much there, it's seen, but I think it's very, very poorly understood.
Yeah, that's a clip from Fat People.
Yeah, yeah. And it was intercut with interviews of people who were deemed to be obese.
The music was quite...
It's quite, not aggressive, but it's quite sort of... At the beginning, they go with the camera and they kind of linger a bit too long over the woman's body in black and white, and it's all a bit kind of morbid.
I mean, she must have given permission for that, or her family must have done, obviously, so...
I've got no idea.
Because otherwise, that is, as you say, that's just a little bit... You wouldn't necessarily want that.
It was donated to medical science, so I suppose
it is.
Do anything?
I don't know the rules.
No, neither do I.
But I can see. So, is it done as a? Because we know about the problem of obesity now and everything. Is it done as a sort of warning? I mean, is that the point of the program, or is it just an interesting sort of?
So it's supposed to be a kind of. This is what is kind of in fat people, basically.
Yeah.
This is what the inside of obesity looks like.
I see.
And it was kind of just to say, look, you need, if you're kind of verging on obese, this is what your insides look like.
Yeah.
Sort
it
out.
So do something
basically.
About it. Exercise.
Yeah. Kind of to raise awareness about it.
Which is commendable, which is fair enough. You know, that's, you know,
oh,
that's
yeah,
an
definitely.
Important,
yeah.
important thing. So, yeah. But is it done in an exploitative sort of a way?
Well,
it sounded a bit like it was.
It's not. I don't think that was what they were aiming for. But they have these kind of interviews with people about, and they're talking about how they became overweight and things like that. And it's very much kind of about their lifestyle or about something that's happened to them or things like that. And then they go back to this woman, and then it's sort of like, oh well, she's really fat. She ate this. She drank that much. This is why her liver's bad. Yeah. And it was kind of very much blaming her. But the point of the interviews was kind of counteracting that and saying that it's actually not about yourself, it's about your situation that you're in or something, or the medication you're taking.
Yeah, I see.
So they kind of tried to kind of turn it around and not fat shame people, but actually at the end of the day I think they did sort of fat shame
people, yeah.
Which is strange,
Was this a one-off, or did you say it was
a one-off?
A one-off, okay. Yes. So they can do it. So presumably if I leave my body to medical science at some point in the future, I could be the star
perhaps.
Of some kind of television.
Yeah, then you can finally get on TV.
Yeah.
What have you got next, Sophie, very quickly?
Next up, we've got Beauty and the Baker, which is on Walter Presents or on All Four. So it's online, all of them already. It's about a man called Amos who lives with his family in the family bakery and shop in Israel. And it starts off, the story starts with him and his girlfriend celebrating a 9-year anniversary. But then he meets one of Israel's megastar models and goes from there, really.
Right.
It's a rom-com, very easy watching, 30-minute episodes. Rich girl meets sort of humble shop owner boy, Notting Hill vibe sort of thing.
Okay.
But in Tel Aviv.
Yes.
So.
And?
Very good.
Oh.
Fun. It's relaxing. It's something you could watch after work, like, or on a Friday night. You could binge watch all of them in one go if you really wanted to.
Okay. And how, it was half an hour?
Half an hour, yeah. 10 episodes.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I can't ask you more because we're out of time.
That's all right.
But that's now, obviously, you have to mark them all out of 10 as an average.
As an average. Or today, 8.
That's high.
Whoa. Yeah. They're
that's
all
good.
Really good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Any more news on Prince Albert's?
No.
Okay.
There wasn't one in the postmortem.
Right, that was my next question.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed, Sophie, there with Work Experience Punditry.
That's okay.
Doing television today. More Work Experience Punditry tomorrow, of course. Now, on the rest of the programme still to come today, we do want... you right there, Victoria?
Yeah.
Good. We will be doing a diversity paper review. Of course, Mark will be in today to tick the box marked Brown. There's a big debate at 3 o'clock. Hear what happened when this show phoned George Galloway's programme on Friday night while this show might have been drunk. We're playing that out to you. And also the director of that horror film Green Room with Patrick Stewart will be joining us later on as well. Plus we will be giving a Kickstarter, an ailing Kickstarter, another kick up the arse. All before 4 o'clock on the non-award nominated Talk Radio in the Afternoon programme. Victoria's got the news now.
Talk Radio.
A US Homeland Security official says explosives found in New Jersey this morning are linked to a bombing in Manhattan. Police want to question 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami about Saturday's blast, which injured 29 people. 5 others are in custody. Here's terrorism expert Dr. Andrew Silk.
While Islamist terrorism gets the attention, the reality is most terrorist attacks in the US are actually carried out by non-Muslim groups, whether that is far-right motivated groups or groups with other ideologies or driving motivations. So you can't automatically assume that this is going to be an Islamist terror plot.
The Ministry of Defence has admitted the UK took part in a US-led coalition airstrike, which hit around 60 Syrian soldiers. The United States has apologised for the bombing near an airport, insisting the intended target was the Islamic State group. The number of police officers on the streets of Kent and Essex is being increased to help counter the terror threat against Britain. Forces from both counties say firearms and taser patrols will be more regular at key sites, including the port of Dover. But they insist there's no specific intelligence to suggest the areas are at risk. Former England footballer Paul Gascoigne has been ordered to pay out £2,000 after admitting making a racist joke. The 49-year-old used threatening or abusive words or behaviour during his one of his shows last November. And Joey Barton has been suspended by Rangers for 3 weeks. He's met with manager Mark Warburton, having been told to stay away from the club following an argument at a training ground. The weather cloudy with outbreaks of rain across England and Wales, brighter and drier elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees. There's more in half an hour. How are you, John?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Now, aren't we doing extra news here?
Yeah, should we get cracking?
Well, let's explain why again. So we arrived today, not even into the building, not into the office. I mean, on air, to find out from Victoria that her workload has been thirded. Right, a third of her workload has gone, and she's still getting paid the same money.
Yep.
And we've got to fill the time, because the news bulletins that used to be 3 minutes are now 2 minutes, apparently. No one bothered telling us anything about this.
No, so I've now sent the email out.
Well done. We've got to do extra work.
Yeah.
But we don't get any of the money.
No.
Right. So, what we've suggested is that you do, because you have to do now entertainment news at breakfast or something, or no morning, or no when?
Well, I don't have to do it at breakfast because then I would have to work for ages. But I have to do it from 4 p.m. So it's a minute of entertainment.
Yeah. But we don't want entertainment because we've already got an entertainment correspondent. It's Reese from Talksport, and there's nothing about entertainment.
Yeah, exactly.
So we
maybe I should use him in my bulletins later.
No, on a daily basis, you need to bring us other information.
Daily basis.
Yes.
Is that how this is going to work?
Well, I think on Mondays we'll do something. animal news or something.
Yeah.
Car maintenance advice news.
Not all of it every Monday.
No. So one tomorrow as well. Different one.
Okay.
So what have you got for us now?
Well, let's find out.
Car maintenance news.
Thanks, Ben.
That's still better than most what they do upstairs.
For the Did you like that?
Jingles around here.
So this is for Fleck.
Fleck.
He requested.
This is for
Fleck.
This is literally for Fleck's sake.
Yeah. So I've got the top
have we
10.
Haven't we got a different bed music for this?
Well, I don't know. I haven't done one, so probably not. But I've got the top 10 quick car checks.
1. Tyres.
So every fortnight, you need to check your tyre pressures and the condition of your tyres, including
I've got some music for you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. You ready? Give me the car, mate. Can I have the car, whatever it is called again? Car news.
Car maintenance news. One, tyres.
So every 2 weeks, check your tyre pressures and the condition of your tyres, including the spare. Look out for cuts or wear and make sure your tread is within legal limits.
Cats.
2, toolkit.
Look out for cats.
No. Cuts. C-U-T-S. Oh. Cuts on your tyres, not cats. Although you probably shouldn't have cats on your tyres either. Anyway, toolkit, if your car has a spare wheel, then at the very least you need to carry a jack and wheel-removing tools, plus a locking wheel nut, if appropriate.
3. Engine oil.
Use your dipstick to check oil levels every couple of weeks. And before any long journey, and top up if needed. So pop your car back to the garage if you're topping up more than usual.
4. Water.
Every week while your engine...
There's 53 of these.
Well, you're time-filled. So every week while your engine's cold, check your coolant level is between the minimum and maximum marks. And I've got a seasonal tip here. Before the cold weather sets in, get your antifreeze checked and topped up if required.
5. Windscreen wipers.
Replace your windscreen wipers once a year to prevent smearing. I've got more.
Of course you have.
6. Screen wash.
So by law, your screen wash system must work. That's a legal requirement. Keep it regularly topped up with a good screen wash additive. Then I've got a little note here. One that prevents it from freezing and clears oily grime.
7. Windscreen.
Didn't he win the Mercury Award?
Wasn't that Skepta?
Yeah, but he does oily grime.
Fine. Keep an eye out for stone damage, and if you spot any chips, get them repaired as soon as possible. They can grow and the crack if left alone. But I'd like to say that I've got a massive one on my...
The crack can grow.
Oh my God.
A stone chip!
You've just clipped that up.
No!
Always get your crack checked out. I've got a massive one. And on that note, I think we'll leave car maintenance design behind. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Saturday afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, the diversity paper review is very much on the way. A big debate at 3 o'clock as well of course, and a lot of your spotted's coming in. I went to sign my book. I went to a book signing of my own book. I was technically the only one in the queue in Nuneaton at the weekend in Waterstones, where I stood just watching the queue for the Paw Patrol characters, children's television, Chase and Marshall, be much, much, much better than just two people, actors in foam suits of dogs.
I think it's great they're back together, Chase and Marshall, because Chase went off to do his own thing, didn't he?
Did for a bit,
yeah. That show's good.
Yeah, and I think it's appropriate, to be honest, because, you know, all they did in front of these kids was just sniff each other's arses. I don't think that's right. Anyway, I spotted them. Spotted.
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 So we're taking your spotteds this afternoon, please. Who and what in the celebrity world? You know, like Heat Magazine, when they do that? I don't know if they still do it. They used to. When you open Heat Magazine and it's just a photo, a distant photo of Kerry Katona, you know, deliberately bruising melons in Lidl, you know, and they go, oh, spotted, don't they?
Spotted.
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 So it's like a radio version of that. So if you spotted a celebrity, we do want to hear about it and what they were doing. John, spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. David Dimbleby in the gents' toilets at Scotch Corner Services having a volatile, rage-fueled argument with a wall-mounted soap dispenser. Spotted.
Spotted.
Spotted. Oh, my God. Spotted.
Spotted.
Alan Titchmarsh smothering a violin with Factor 50 sun cream and then plucking its strings and his own vigorously on a Bournemouth beach. Spotted.
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 If you've got a spotted, we do want to hear about it. Cornelius, you've got a spotted.
Yes, spotted. Spotted. This has come in from Patrick, who says, spotted.
Spotted.
Prince Albert in a tattoo and piercing parlour with his trousers around his ankles.
Asking for an Evan Davis. Spotted. If you've got one, you know the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
talk. At already on Twitter.
Start your message with,
some word. There must be something to indicate what it is.
Spanish?
Spa. We'll think of it. Right. Big diversity paper review coming up next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
At Honda, we like thinking. We think about every last little detail. Take our Jazz EX, from its magic seats that fold away to triple your boot space, to City Brake Active that can scan the road and apply the brakes if there's trouble ahead. Nothing gets missed. We even think about your bank balance, which is why we have a 0% finance offer on our Jazz EX. So head down to your local Honda dealer to book a test drive. Selected dealers registered by 30th of September 2016 while stocks last. 0% APR representative terms and conditions at honda.co.uk.
I like cities and adventure. She likes beaches and romantic meals. Why didn't we think of a cruise sooner? One day it was sun and sand in Saint-Tropez, the next the old town in Florence. She had a cocktail on the balcony while I went rock climbing. And we both enjoyed the couple's massages.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing and couples massages on selected ships. At all protected.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
No change for traffic on the A31 in Dorset at the Spetsbury turn. It's currently blocked both ways because of an accident involving a motorhome. There's a problem for if you're trying to get towards Oxford on the southbound A34 from the M40 at Junction 9. It's closed off at the moment towards the Islip turn. That's because of a multi-vehicle accident. North of Nottinghamshire, the A57 is very busy around five lanes end. Other approaches are queuing there because of an accident on the roundabout. And Cardiff's A4232 queuing out towards a Leckwith interchange because of a breakdown. I'm Gerina Adams.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the one thing you cannot have failed to notice is that the news, such as it is quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
No. Well, Cornelius, to be honest with you, you're not alone. Many.
Oh, thank God.
Many people can't get their head around it, and we get letters that tell us as such. So there's this one from Sarah. John and team. Got this out of the post bag this morning. A post bag is full of letters from people who don't understand the news and just can't get their head around it. This is just one example. Dear John, read the news. I just can't get my head around it. I wonder if there's some possible way you could explain the news to me and others who share my predicament. That's from Sarah. You've got one there.
Yeah, this is from Hans, who said, Lieber John, können Sie helfen? Ich kann nicht mein Kopf around der News.
Yeah.
Können Sie helfen?
Yes, Sie can.
Wie
can.
Wie.
I can. So there will be it's hard to say. Basically, when you take the news, right, and we know it's complicated, but when you take it and you break it down to its component part, and you can do that really by boiling it up. Just boil the news off.
Boil.
Right, get the news in a steamer, just boil the news off. And when you do that, make sure you collect the steam from the news. And when you do that and allow it to cool, what you'll find is in the jar, wherever you put it, will be some Japanese poetry. That's what you'll be left with. And that's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. And it's what we use that same technique to explain the news in haikus.
Pressure cookers in New York, don't think much of this new bake-off format.
News in haikus. News in haikus. It's time for the diversity paper review. Today it comes out of Mark, who is going through the papers, ticking the box marked diversity for us today. That's how it works on this programme, making us the most diverse programme on the radio. Not that we've been nominated for anything in the areas, but never mind. And that doesn't mean anything to anyone outside the industry. But anyway, Mark's here with it. Mark's diversity is that he is...
brown.
Yes. What?
Sorry.
What? And what do you have in the papers today?
There's some breaking diversity news. I don't know if you've seen this already. Former England and Rangers football player Paul Gascoigne has been found guilty and ordered to pay £1,000 fine after making a racially motivated comment.
Now, I am right, am I not, that he did this racially motivated comment, joke, as the press are saying, in his live theatre show, An Evening with Gazza.
Yeah.
And he's been found guilty of racial... Right. Why isn't Jim Davidson in prison?
Yeah, there's a lot of 1970s comedians who are...
Because
getting their way to some diverse place as we speak.
Because that's what they do, isn't it? They do the racist jokes and they're on stage being paid for it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would argue it's possibly not them you want to kind of be arresting. The people who find it funny.
Yeah.
They're the ones who obviously can't tell what racism is.
Yeah. But I don't see the difference between Gazza doing it and night after night of that era of comedians still treading the boards doing the racist joke. I don't see what's the difference.
Well, I suppose Gazza's a hero, isn't he, for many in the country.
Jim Davidson's a hero for many.
I mean, I used to love the big break. I know it was only a game show.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it was a good
it's only a game, son.
Saturday night show.
Yeah.
Great TV. Yeah. Saturday night.
But do you see what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally get your point. It's a bit weird, isn't
and
it?
And also, not that long ago,
yeah,
Sarah Kennedy, who was then on Radio 2,
yeah,
said the same thing that Gazza's supposed to have said on Radio 2.
I didn't know that.
And while she got in trouble for it, she wasn't fined and didn't go to trial like Gazza.
Maybe we need a full stewards inquiry then. Are you team Gazza?
I'm not. In no way am I team Gazza, Mark. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying that I think we should put them all in prison, the racist people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. But sometimes it's not just racism, is it? It's a bit of miseducation. People don't know what they can and can't say anymore.
It is confusing. I can't get my head around it.
Yeah.
And that's why we do it in Japanese poetry, because we're not racist.
Yeah.
See?
Because nothing racist has ever been said in Japanese poetry.
Japanese are a very unracist race. History can tell us that.
Yes.
But what do you make of the Gazza thing? Do you think it's fair?
I don't. I generally, normally, I very quickly take a view on these things and have an opinion that I'm going to begrudgingly defend. But actually, I'm not sure how I feel about it, because I'm not sure what kind of precedent it sets.
You're right. I think it's naivety of Gazza, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't think he's racist. I think what's happened is he's just said, you know, and let's face it, he likes to drink, right? And he's just said a thing, right,
yeah,
about... Because the whole... I'm not going to repeat the joke exactly, clearly.
Yeah.
But I think there was a black security guard,
yep,
standing in the darkness.
Yeah.
Not the band. I mean, in the side of the stage.
It was only a feeling, yep.
Yeah. And Gazza said a thing. Probably just an off-the-cuff thing that he thought was ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah.
Right? And that's seen him, you know, up before the beak.
I mean, as a comedian, it must be quite worrying, right?
I know, all of my racist material I can't do anymore.
It's all, yeah.
It's all gone now. Can't do any of it.
I couldn't get my head around it anyway. So.
But is it part of the, you know, this world that where you've got to... you should think twice before you say anything anyway, but you know what I mean? It's kind of like a... Is it a bit knee-jerk? Who reported him? Why is he...
I don't think too many people who were non-white would be overly offended by it. Also, obviously, there's a lot of context you have to take it in. So we weren't there at the time, so we don't know.
Yeah.
But those kind of comments you can probably be all right with more or less most of the time. And you wouldn't expect to be held up in front of a judge and fined for it.
No.
Magistrate or whatever.
It's a slippery slope, though, isn't it? Because you then start saying, what jokes can come in? Not even on television or radio.
Yeah.
He's on a stage at his own show.
Yeah.
Where people have paid to come and see him.
Yeah.
So I don't see... And if you can argue, you can say anything in theatre and argue, you know, free speech and all the rest of it. And racism, equal bad, clearly. Where do you start? You start going, is that, inciting hatred? I don't know.
There will be some people who are very upset that you can't even pay for racism now.
That's right. If I want to go to a racist show, I damn well will.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Racism for all if you've got enough money to pay for it. I don't know. Are those far-right things? Do people get, prosecuted for saying hate speech there? I don't know.
Inciting violence, hate speech is, yeah, a crime.
What
but if saying...
you're doing a Sunday show on LBC?
And your name's Katie. Yeah. Then what? Anyway, interesting.
Yeah, no, it is really interesting.
What else have you got? In what paper?
Yeah, there's lots of university students, or lots of people starting university.
Freshers' week. That's why Ginger producer Dave isn't
here. I was just
here.
About to say, is that why this seat is unoccupied?
Yeah, yeah. Because he's, it's prime hunting ground.
Yeah. Well, in the Times, but it's in all the papers, actually, but I just pulled out the Times copy, because I'm particularly fond of that paper.
All right.
For no particular reason.
Yeah, okay. me too, as it goes.
Yeah. Apparently, freshers students, and any student at the University of Exeter, may well be asked to take a breathalyzer test before they go into a club. It's a new initiative that they're running down there. Basically, they don't want you turning up to a club too drunk. I mean, I can't actually go into a club if I'm not drunk.
No, yeah, so, they're awful.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah.
They're going to see a lot of empty clubs, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, only, a couple of weeks ago, Fabric closed down and people were like, you know, we need to save the UK clubbing industry. But this is a real nail in the coffin, isn't it?
It is, yeah, because, you know, why would you do that? Why would you go to a club perfectly sober?
Yeah.
Well, I think, though, is the way this will work
is they won't ask everyone to use the breathalyzer, probably. Probably if you look really drunk, it's a good get-out clause, isn't it?
It's exactly what it... Because what happens, it stops abuse for the door people, doesn't it? Because,
yeah, yeah.
Because otherwise people go, I'm not, let me in, let me in. And they'll be going, no, it's not me, the machine says.
Yeah,
and that,
yeah.
That takes a layer of, you know, you're telling me I can't come in, kind of, you know, because you're...
What I'd do is I'd fill a balloon up before I left the house, or before I started drinking, and then put that on the breathalyzer and just sort of let it out, and then that's alcohol-free. Yeah.
I'd fill the breathalyzer with drink and suck instead of blowing.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Any opportunity,
just
right?
Suck the drink from the breathalyzer and see how they like that.
Yeah,
I'm with you. I don't think it's... I think it's there for... to diffuse maybe a violent situation, because it's the machine's fault, not a person's fault, that you can't come into the club. So I think that makes a lot of sense. But you're right, it will... It's to discourage this drinking at home thing before you go out. Preloading, I believe the kids call it.
I refer to it as socialising. Being able to make bearable conversation with people.
Good point. I mean, that's why we're all hammered now.
Yeah.
And it's the only real way we can get through this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's not our fault. It's the environment we've been brought up in.
Yeah, what, talk radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, damn right.
Ironically, we don't talk to each other off air. We keep it all for on air, right?
Yeah.
So that we have really great conversations.
Otherwise, I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our job is to get you talking, so...
Yeah, we'll get you.
Yeah.
Someone else, by the way, someone else sent me one of those over the weekend. If you're looking at your DAB now... and regular listeners will know this, but on the screen where it says our slogan, it's not wide enough to get the slogan, so it comes across really threatening. It should say Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. It actually just says Talk Radio, we'll get you.
Or it does say we'll get you tea sometimes.
We'll get you tea.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's taking the edge off then.
That is, isn't it?
Talk Radio, we'll get you tea.
We'll get you tea. Though it would be pretty weird if, you know, the doorbell rang as you switched on the radio and poor Ross was standing there with a nice cup of tea and a couple of rich tea biscuits.
Yeah, because you'd assume he'd come around to dog you. We'll get you dogging. Talk Radio.
Come on. We'll... Yeah.
He wouldn't be knocking on the door, he'd be looking through your window. Steaming it up with his tea.
Okay.
What else you got there?
Do you have a big head?
Pardon, that's very personal.
Do you have a big head?
I like to think I do.
That's potentially good, because apparently the size of a baby's head may be an indication of how bright they are likely to be. It's according to a new scientific study. If you've got a larger head, you've got to be more clever, which kind of plays to the hands of all those playground stereotypes about clever people, doesn't it?
I love the way they've researched that. Yeah.
You've got a big head. Are you clever? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you
go. We're done.
Oi, pinhead, get out of here.
So if you've got a big head, you might be...
If you're born with a big head.
If you're born with a big head.
Right.
I don't know size. I have a head that's too large for my body, which, I kind of hide it well wearing various large colours, but it's really difficult when I need to go and buy a hat or anything to protect my head. Like, I've never... You know, like, snapbacks, you know, like, the baseball caps that cool kids wear? With like,
normally, I'm going to say yes.
Normally they have the emblem of an American sports team on the front.
Okay, yeah.
I have to basically get the largest size they've got.
Right. To look at you, I wouldn't have said you had an oversized head, Mark.
Yeah, my problem is, because I can hide it well as long as I've got hair. However, my hair is rapidly disappearing. I've got about 10 haircuts left.
Yeah.
That's
optimistic.
Yeah.
Like once, I'm one to talk, but yeah.
But once that goes, then my big head, my big odd-shaped head will be there for everyone to see. Yeah. I really fear this. This is a dark day. I've definitely got to get married before that last haircut, because
you're standing. But everyone will just think you're smart now. Now this research has played into your big hands. Your freakishly large man hands that you have.
My freakishly large man hands. Yeah. My big man forehead to go into. it's a real shame that big-headed people have to deal with the big head, but now we know we're clever, so it's good. All good.
So it's taken the edge off for you. It's improved your day in many ways.
It has, yeah.
Good.
It's made me feel less bad about my face. Fewer head.
Fewer. Clever people know that. Yeah. Fewer bad. Look, that's all we've got time for. I've enjoyed our chat, Mark, as I always do.
I've enjoyed being here. Thanks for having me.
Good.
Thank you, Lenny.
That's old big head freak Mark there with the... With today's diversity pay-per-view, and Mark's diversity is that he is...
Bran.
Big debate is coming up next, and our guest this afternoon as well. We'll be talking to the director of the film Green Room. It's coming out on DVD. He's got Patrick Stewart in it. You might know of it already. You might have seen it. Jeremy Saulnier will be joining us to talk about it on Talk Radio before 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. News is next.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment, and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
The best sports news, exclusive interviews and unmissable opinion in this week's Sport Magazine. Download your free sport-filled iPad edition now.
Get in-depth previews, stunning photography and exclusive video content. Sport Magazine is now available in iPad, Kindle Fire HD and Android editions.
Sport Magazine, the weekend starts here.
This one totally goes to my outfit. Shall I try it on?
Oh, fabulous.
I love it. Who's the designer?
It must be French.
Actually, it's Yaris. How can I help?
How much is this one?
£149 per month. And 0% APR representative.
I'll take two.
Toyota Yaris. High fashion, low price. Toyota. Always a better way. Search Yaris offers. 0% APR representative. £1,500 finance deposit allowance and £149 per month available on new Yaris Icon 1.05 door when flexibly financed through Toyota Financial Services over 42 months. £1,968.51 deposit. Conditions apply. Finance subject to status to over 18s. Indemnities may be required. Participating centres only.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Hello there. It's a Monday afternoon. John Holmes. I am on the radio here on Talk Radio. Look, Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, New York bombing suspect is named, Gaza's fined for a racist comment, and Prince Philip to star in a documentary.
Talk Radio.
The governor of New York is warning the Manhattan bombing could have been an act of terrorism with a foreign connection. Police want to question 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami about the blast, which left 29 people injured on Saturday. Officers are linking the explosion to the discovery of five suspicious devices. Here's terrorism expert Dr. Andrew Silk.
It's very difficult to do it in a city like New York or at train stations without being caught on CCTV. So already I think there's going to be quite a bit of evidence pointing towards certain people. Plus you'll have the forensics from the devices that were left at each of the scenes.
The UK has admitted being involved in an airstrike which killed around 60 Syrian soldiers. The MOD says it would never intentionally target Syrian military units. Former England footballer Paul Gascoigne has been ordered to pay out £2,000 for telling a racist joke. The 49-year-old admitted making an offensive comment to a black security guard in front of hundreds of people in Wolverhampton in November. Theresa May is expected to tell a UN summit on migration that people should have to claim asylum in the first country they reach. It's on the same day 2,500 life jackets have been laid out in Parliament Square to encourage the government to take in more refugees from Syria. Sanj Srikanthan from the International Rescue Committee has told Talk Radio more can be done to help.
At the moment, the UK has agreed to 20,000 over 5 years. That's 4,000 a year. We're asking for 25,000 per year, which sounds like a lot, but actually it's about 25 per parliamentary constituency. So it's not going to overwhelm us.
And the Duke of Edinburgh is going to be the subject of a new documentary. He'll be interviewed by Philip Schofield in the programme, which will focus on the Royal's charitable work.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Cloudy with outbreaks of rain across England and Wales. Brighter and drier elsewhere with highs of 19 degrees.
Yep.
Yep.
Anything else?
I thought I'd do it after the sport.
Fine. Just checking. Victoria, that was Victoria with the shortened news there. The news is shorter than it used to be. By a minute, we learned when we... Oh, I don't know. Came on air today rather than in any, you know, sort of email or something to tell us.
Well, I was told by email, but I didn't look at it until I got into the office today.
Yeah. What's the thinking behind it? Because it was 3 minutes.
It was 3 minutes. Now it's going to be two. And then at drive time, we'll do a minute entertainment.
Off the back of the news?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you say that, entertainment news, or will you be entertaining
no.
our listeners?
It'll be entertainment news.
Some jokes.
Like Gazzers.
No, definitely not like Gazzers. That could get us into trouble.
What was his joke?
I can't say.
Okay. Sure?
Yep.
Even in the context of your news?
Not repeating it.
All right. Is that your phone, Cornelius?
Yeah.
Thank God for that. I thought Victoria.
No!
All right. And now, here's...
So annoying.
What? I don't know what you bought on holiday.
What?
Well, you read about it, don't you? People...
Come on.
Read about what, sorry, John?
Let's discuss it during this advert break or whatever.
No, it's Ben Sport.
It's Ben. Ben's got the sport. Ben has the sport today live from a textiles factory where Predator is operating one of the looms.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Delia has become the latest Tottenham player to commit his future to the club long term. The England midfielder signed a new contract until 2022. He joins Christian Eriksen and Eric Dier in agreeing new deals. It's thought Kyle Walker and Harry Kane could do the same soon. Speaking of Harry Kane, we expect to learn the severity of the striker's ankle injury at some point today. The England striker scored in yesterday's 1-0 Premier League win over Sunderland and had to come off on a stretcher following a challenge on an opponent. Kane then left White Hart Lane in crutches and wearing a protective boot. Finally, Olympic champion Alistair Brownlee has joked his brother Johnny was a flipping idiot for not pacing his run properly, missing out on the World Triathlon Series title. Johnny tied in the last 700 metres or so in Mexico, started swerving, meaning Alistair had to almost carry him over the finish line. He posted a video saying that he might have been hugely down to
10 there. That's Ben live. That's Ben with the sport. The sport live from a textiles factory where Predator was operating one of the looms. Here's Victoria with some extra news.
Talk radio, animal news.
Hippo. Thanks. Hippos belonging to dead drug lord Pablo Escobar are reportedly causing havoc near his estate in Colombia. It's thought a dozen of the animals are roaming free after escaping from the site, which has been turned into a theme park. Police in Florida...
Sorry, remind me why we're doing this again?
You wanted...
Oh, that's right, because your news was short.
Yeah.
So we decided... I don't want entertainment news, but we decided we'd do animal news.
Yeah.
Fine.
So that's animal news. Police in Florida are searching for the owner of a 42-stone pig. Officers managed to catch the pig using a rope before taking it to the sheriff's office livestock pound.
Had it been left somewhere?
Apparently so.
Well, I hope they don't find any more.
It's said to be in good health, but will be auctioned off if it's not claimed. So, you know, if it's yours, claim it. A sportswoman and conservationist are following the 4,500-mile migration route of swans from Russia to the UK. Former free diving champion Sasha Dench is flying with the birds using just a parachute wing and a small propeller engine. And a dolphin, which was stranded on a beach in Mexico, has been saved by three men. The group dragged it to deeper waters by its tail after spotting it thrashing around on the sand.
Spotted.
Is that it? Animal news on Talk Radio. I don't know why we bothered, to be honest.
But it's not very nice. Didn't you like it?
Sort of. So that's animal news. We're going to do the big debate next, everybody. Big debate. It's time for the big debate.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So So, of course, it was the Emmys last night in America, the annual night of celebration when the US TV industry traditionally gives all the awards to Game of Thrones. In fact, Game of Thrones is so successful that also last night, you've probably seen this in the news, it won 26 Paralympic golds, Game of Thrones, in shooting, archery, rowing, fighting, burning things, and pubic hair. The decision of the Paralympic judges and the Olympic judges before them to recognise Game of Thrones over traditional athletes in Rio has raised some eyebrows, but may have pointed out with the fireworks. You saw the fireworks at the closing ceremony, I'm sure, of the Paralympics last night. Many have said that while that was okay, it wasn't as good as when Cersei Lannister blew up the High Sparrow with wildfire. On the line listening to me say these words is Anthony's called in again. Afternoon, Anthony. I said eyebrows had been raised, but you're not happy about that, are you? Because you want to see an end to eyebrows now.
No, I don't like eyebrows, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I don't like anchovies. It's like having two anchovies on your head.
Anchovies, hairy anchovies.
Like, if you wouldn't put it on a pizza, don't put it on your head.
Yeah, but I would put an anchovy on a pizza.
Fine, then have eyebrows. You shouldn't know, really. That's the point, because Jemima asked him, how old are you, please?
What?
Jemima asked him, how old you are, please?
Yes, I'm coming up to my 70th birthday.
Yeah, so you've got, like, old man eyebrows, isn't it?
Yes, I have in my ears.
Like, old man eyebrow. Like, you end up looking like Amnimal off of the Muppets.
Yes, Amnimal.
Do you want me to go on?
Yeah.
Yeah, with my excellent argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, stop up your show. All right. Ladies, yeah?
Yeah.
They spend all day... What's the... this is like a stand-up... I might do some stand-up comedy.
Oh, God, I wouldn't if I was you. It wouldn't be very successful.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't bother trying to walk home by yourself tonight. That might not be very successful. What's the deal with ladies? They spend all day pulling their eyebrows out,
yep,
and then they draw them back on, isn't it? Only about an inch higher up their head to look more surprised. Apparently, that's like the thing, isn't it?
It's good. Listening to that on the other line.
Oh, that's unfair. Oh,
wait. You've had your say, Anthony.
Yeah, you've had your last. You go on.
Okay, I want to bring in Noel, who's listening to that. Noel, good afternoon, Noel.
Good afternoon.
Yes. So, listen, Anthony's there. He's on the phone. He doesn't like eyebrows. Yeah. He think we shouldn't have any more. He can't understand it. He doesn't want them. But you think we should keep eyebrows? I mean, what do you want, more eyebrows? You think we should have more than the requisite two, Noel? What do you think?
I'm quite happy with the amount of eyebrows we've got and the quantity and the thickness of my eyebrows.
Yes.
I'm 87 and... I find them very useful for keeping sweat and utterly bodily fluids out of my eyes.
You're right, yes. Yes.
And shampoo.
Shampoo. But are you one of those people, though, who would like more hair moved to the eyebrows? Because this is part of the lobby, isn't it? More hair moved to the eyebrows in order to prevent fluid going in the eyes. Do you want more hair there?
Now, mine are already quite hairy.
Yep.
And I'm happy with the amount of hair I've got there. They're very thick and bushy.
Yes.
Yes.
And you find that appalling, don't you, Anthony?
Yeah, because, like, they're just going to, like, yeah, they're going to catch whatever your bodily fluids are.
Yeah.
And hold them. Why can't, like, then how are you going to wash it out? Do you have, like, eyebrow shampoo or something? What is the point? Like, why don't you just wash your face instead? Where are you going? What sauna? Is this like a sauna thing? I had a friend once went there, got surprised.
Hmm. One of my hobbies is to make offensive pottery. Rude gnomes in compromising situations.
Yes.
To live in my neighbour's gardens. Now, when I'm sat at my potter's wheel. Naked for hygiene reasons.
Yes.
I often mop my brow with my forearm.
Is your forearm covered in erotic gnome clay?
Erotic clays, many colours.
Yes.
Erotic clays.
Yeah.
One thing with eyebrows.
Yeah, eyebrows.
How can you tell when someone's surprised?
That's a good question,
well,
isn't it, Anthony?
They have no eyebrows.
Anthony, yeah, no, he's got. How will you tell when someone's surprised?
Well, perhaps someone could do some work. Like, it's just lazy, isn't it?
You can't.
With your eyebrows.
Can't.
Tell someone that you're surprised.
You can't talk.
We're stopping people from talking because people are using eyebrows instead of it's like emojis. It's like.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. No, well, I think we've lost Anthony there.
Hello?
Yeah, we lost Anthony there. Noel, but it doesn't matter because his argument was garbage. So let me come back to you. I want to ask you about this, right? You're talking about keeping eyebrows. You're saying you'd like more hair there. You want an extra. Hello.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
But I disagree. I never heard none of it, but I disagree.
Yeah, but hang on a minute. I'm finished. Noel, you...
Hello.
Oh, you are there.
Hello.
Good. Right, hello.
Hello.
Hello,
how's
Noel.
How's it going today, Dom?
Noel. What?
Hello.
Now, I want to talk about this extra hair. Where's it coming from? Noel, if you want more hair in the brow, where is it coming from? You've got to take the hair from somewhere. Where are you getting it from?
Individuals have their own responsibility to source their own additional hair.
Yeah.
And they to grow their own. There shouldn't be a national distribution of hair. Grow your own hair.
Yep. Grow your own hair.
Yeah.
So you don't think these hair banks are a good idea that we've got now? Where people take unwanted hair from plug holes, etc., to the hair bank. You know that it's recycled and given out to people who are losing their eyebrows. To put on his eyebrow. You don't think that's a good thing? Surely eyebrows. Surely an eyebrow is a good thing wherever it comes from, whether it be someone else's.
No.
Bum
I
hair or
prefer a government stimulus package.
Yep.
For growing your own hair. Oh, my days.
Anthony, look, right. I know you're anti it.
Look, if he wants to go and plug himself or whatever, like with his own hair, that's fine.
Yeah.
The thing is, we've moved on, yeah? Like, we used to, like, in the old days, like, when it was lo-fi eyebrows, we had a monobrow.
Mm.
Now we have, like, a stereo brow.
Well, I was going to ask you about the monobrow.
I was going for, like, a surround brow.
Yeah. A lot of people like a surround brow. It goes all the way around the head. What's wrong with it?
You end up looking like a monk.
What's wrong with looking like a monk? I mean, there are monks listening to this now. Right, that would be angry. They can't phone in because they've taken a vow of silence, right? But
yeah,
but you've angered. Right, about that? You've just angered some monks.
You
come on the radio and you've angered monks.
Fine, but the thing is,
you're a monk angerer.
I don't care.
You know, you can't just anger monks.
I've got a craft knife, so who cares? Listen, the scouse brows.
Yeah,
what's that all about?
Let me ask you about...
Why are you doing... If you're doing it with a marker pen, there's something wrong with that name.
Let me ask you about monobrows. Now, the monobrows they've got in Japan at the moment, of course, are these new trains made of eyebrow hair. They're very... I mean, they're very green. They're very... You know, they're pleasing for the climate. They ride on a track of hair, don't they? And
there's a lot of fires.
Well, there are a lot of fires, but only, you know... there are a lot of people in Japan, and only about a third of them are dead because of this. So, you know, you've got to look on the bright side of that, haven't you? Or the flaming side of it, in this case.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you can use eyebrow hair for many things, right? We agree on that.
Yeah, right.
You can make trains out of it. You can give it out. You know, there's the problems. Okay, all right then. What about this then? Because Noel will like this. Next year they're talking about the Brow Olympics, aren't they? So the success of the Olympics and the Paralympics, now we're going to have the Brow Olympics where people with terrible life-afflicting eyebrows are all going to be allowed to compete against each other on a deliberately unlevel playing field. And what do you make of that? Well, I mean, isn't that... That's good, isn't it?
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Why not?
Because, it's discriminatory. It's like, unless you had, like, categories. If you had, like, T1, in the Brow Olympics is for like them people what have only got like little wispy like Matt Lucas ones.
Yeah.
Then you've got like T4, which should be like your friend there who's obviously got like a bush on his head.
Yeah.
So no. I mean, like, you'd have to like make it fair, otherwise no one's.
Well,
like,
they do that. They do that with the Paralympics, don't they? That's fair.
What?
The Paralympics is fair.
Not if you're Russian.
Fair point. Noel, you're an apologist for eyebrows, Noel. Finally, have you got a great big one that goes all the way around the outside like a monk?
Not all the way around, but it's quite hairy. Yeah. I'd like to start show Anthony a photo of it. Are you on Grindr?
You on Grindr, Anthony? Simple question. You on Grindr, yes or no?
Anyway, yeah, we're talking about eyebrows, isn't it?
Yeah.
So let's just stay on topic, yeah?
Yeah.
I was only suggesting I send you a lovely photo.
Yeah. I know what you want to send me, mate. And listen, don't even tell me that them hairs are off your eyebrows. I've had that happen before. I've got a jiffy bag full of them.
And there we're going to leave this particular debate. So, could you sum up the debate, please?
Pluck off.
Don't say pluck on the radio. Could you just sum up the debate in one word, please, Noel?
Pluck.
Anthony?
Custard.
Thank you. And there we must leave the debate. Do you have an opinion on whether or not we need eyebrows in post-Brexit Britain? Strong arguments on both sides there, I think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
You are listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
The life of a van driver. A life of surprises. A life we chose without compromises.
We're a bit different. More than just a van. Not all bacon sarnies and right arm tans.
Days unique. Sights ever-changing. Freedom. Flexibility. Jobs wide-ranging.
A life on the road. One without strife. We're van drivers. This is our van life.
Live your van life in the new Toyota ProAce. On contract hire at £189 per month. Toyota. Always a better way. ProAce Comfort Medium 1.6D 95D HP. Available on contract hire at £189 per month over 3 years. Initial rental £1,134. Business users over 18 only, excluding VAT at 20%. Plus advance rental conditions apply.
Life is full of deadlines. The deadline for that job application. The deadline for your tax return. And now, the Financial Conduct Authority is thinking about imposing a deadline for claiming missold PPI. So time could be running out for you to claim. Let PPI Claim Back do most of the work for you. We can check whether you've had PPI. If you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. Text PPI to 80039. That's PPI to 80039.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In September, we've got a real deal on a 3-metre length of 15mm copper pipe for only £4.29 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for Bristol's eastbound M4 after earlier problems near junction 20 for the Almondsbury interchange. All lanes are open, queues are back to 21 for the M48. Still no change for the A34 into Oxford, closed south from junction 9 of the M40 towards the Islip turn. That's after an accident. Worcestershire southbound M42 as you head down towards the M5 is looking busy. Some restrictions just after junction 1 for Bromsgrove for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. An accident on the southbound M6 is causing delays through junction 10 for Wolverhampton and Warsaw. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Do we need eyebrows? That is the question that was being posed this afternoon in post-Brexit Britain. 2016, do we still need eyebrows? Do we? Really? In a world where we've got cups and hats? As I say, get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's what we're on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Anthony, very much against the idea, of course. Noel makes erotic gnomes out of clay and says the eyebrows stop fluid going in his eyes. Is he right? Who's right? Are you right? Am I right? Are they right? Who's right? Julie Hartley Brewer is very right. Wing. So here's what reactions have been coming in.
Lots coming in. Techno Geek says that he's got the new Apple eyebrow.
Yep.
And the battery on it is rubbish, he's saying, and they've also removed the headphone port from it.
Yeah.
And Tongue Twister says that he says, I'm not the eyebrow plucker, I'm the eyebrow plucker's son. I'm only plucking eyebrows until the eyebrow plucker comes.
Hold on. John, what about the news? Of course, we know about this, the people traffickers growing eyebrows to smuggle migrants in. Mm. Huge, bushy eyebrows where big enough to hide a migrant has become a huge problem in Calais at the moment. French people, obviously, very hairy.
Mm.
And they don't shave under... No. But they're smuggling migrants in hair. That's the news we're getting this afternoon. If you do, and this people home growing eyebrows. So this is, of course, because it's still illegal to grow an eyebrow as well. For your own use, it's kind of fine. But if you grow an eyebrow to sell, there are strict penalties. Of course, we hear of police raiding houses with eyebrow farms inside them. And to grow eyebrows, you just really need heat, light, and hair, don't you? So there's a big industry. But there's more to talk about on that. I'm sure it'll come back on the show at some point. Now, the head of talking to the director of the film, the horror film Green Room, Jeremy Saulnier, this afternoon, which we will be doing in about 15, 20 minutes' time. We went to the pub on Friday.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound a lot more exciting than it actually was. But anyway, we went to the pub after the show, and it was this show then had a little bit too much to drink and decided that it would call George Galloway's programme. George Galloway, of course, as the mother of all talk on Friday night here on Talk Radio, and take some phone calls from people, because that's the thing. Doesn't get enough. So we thought we'd help out by getting drunk and calling his programme. More specifically, getting Cornelius drunk and having him call his programme. Now, we needed a topic, it's fair to say. And I can't really remember why we chose this.
Mm-hmm.
But we somehow discovered, as you've probably done yourself if you've been in the pub idly chatting, we discovered the lyrics to Where Is the Love by Black Eyed Peas.
I think it was playing in the pub.
Oh, it probably was. Yeah, yeah. Good point. But it seems that the lyrics are basically the ingredients of the sort of talk that someone would phone up and talk at a talk radio host. I think it's fair to say. So we went, oh, okay. So have three more pints, Cornelius, and then just call Paul, George Galloway live on air, get through the security system, and recite the lyrics to Where Is the Love
by the Black Eyed Peas
as though it was... You cared about it as though it was a call to join. It's quite weird, isn't it? Now, in the cold light of day now, it seems a little bit weird.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the time, it seemed like a good idea. Anyway, here's what happened.
Now, we've toured the horizon, and a part of that horizon, a very ugly, gaping gap, is the collapse of the state formerly known as Libya. Harry's on the phone, wants to talk about it. Go ahead, Harry.
Hi, George. Thanks very much for having me. I'm a big fan of the show.
Thanks.
I just want to know, with the UK government, what is wrong with the world and UK governments? And people are living like they've not got any mothers. I think the whole world is addicted to drama, and they're only attracted to things that bring the trauma. So overseas, we're trying to stop terrorism. But what they're forgetting is that we've still got terrorism here living in the UK, in the USA. I mean, the CIA, they have the Bloods, the Crips, and the KKK. But I want to know, if you only have love for your own race, then you only leave space to sort of discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, well, you're bound to get irate. And I want to know, where is the love? Because there's people killing, there's people dying, children hurt in hearing crying. They're only attracted to what you keep.
Well, very poetic, Harry. I don't know if that was scripted or spontaneous, but clever, nonetheless. And I knew it was coming. I knew from the tone of your voice that this was no ordinary call. You did, however, make one point I'd like to pick up on. The drama. The media played an enormous role in inciting the public.
I think what I like about this... Shut up, John.
...of David Cameron's.
What I like about it most, right, is... Well, two things. One is, while drunk, Cornelius can speak much better than he can ordinarily while sober.
I just know that rap really well. So.
And secondly, the fact that George Galloway knew it was nonsense, but then chose to answer a point with it.
The drama.
Yeah. I knew it was coming, but... Within, let me just address one of those points. Just brilliant.
And while we're on this subject, let me talk about my humps, my lovely lady lumps.
Now, just to prove that what we will do, Victoria's here. Hello, Victoria.
Hi, John.
And after the news, we'll play you the remixed version of that. Because we've done one. But that's what happened when we drunkenly... This show got drunk and made Cornelius phone George Galloway. I used to do it every week.
Yeah, well, I still need to get the rest of the song out.
That's true. Just carry on. So the remixed version of that coming after the news, which Victoria has now.
Talk Radio.
In the last few minutes, a taxi driver has been found guilty of murdering a sex worker 13 years ago. Christopher Halliwell buried 20-year-old Becky Godden in a field in Gloucestershire in 2003. Her body was found in 2011. The 52-year-old is already serving a life sentence for the murder of another woman. Police are warning that a man suspected of being involved in recent bombings in Manhattan and New Jersey could be armed and dangerous. Officers have published photos of 28-year-old Ahmed Khan Rahami, and people are being told not to approach him. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton has just given a statement.
My thoughts are with those who were wounded, their families, and our brave first responders. This threat is real, but so is our resolve. Americans will not cower, we will prevail. We will defend our country, and we will defeat the evil, twisted ideology of the terrorists.
It's been revealed British forces took part in a coalition airstrike, which the Syrian government claims killed dozens of its troops at the weekend. The Ministry of Defence says it's fully cooperating with an investigation. Paul Gascoigne has been fined £1,000 and ordered to pay another £1,000 in compensation after admitting making a racist comment to a black security guard. The former England footballer made the joke during his show in Evening with Gazza in Wolverhampton in November. World leaders are gathering in New York for a special United Nations summit on the global refugee crisis. Theresa May is expected to say that people should claim asylum in the first country they reach. And a man has been fined nearly £200 for stealing Eddie Izzard's pink beret during a pro-EU rally. But a court's been told he apparently didn't recognise the famous comedian. The weather rain...
It's all colour in the news and fines about it today, isn't it?
Yep. The weather rain in...
Pink hats.
Yep.
Black security guard.
Yep. Can I do the weather?
Yep.
Rain in central and eastern parts tonight, drier elsewhere with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow will be dry and bright for many areas, but a grey and damp start across central and southeastern England. Highs of 18, there's more in half an hour.
More in half an hour when you can look forward to Victoria's entertainment news. It's new.
It is, I've got to write it. Haven't done that yet.
Really?
Yeah.
You going to do that now?
Yeah, while I'm eating some curry, yep.
You're eating some curry?
Yeah, it's getting cold. Can I go?
Well, you should have brought it in, just ate it during the bulletin.
Like Cornelius does.
He does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We might be talking to the director of Green Room, the film with Patrick Stewart in it, the horror film, in a while. But my sources tell me that, and I quote from his people in America, we don't actually know where he is.
No way.
Yeah. So we may or may not, but who knows? Before that, we must bring you the remix of the George Galloway phone call. There's also some news in haikus. And we're going to the streets to find out what the people think. All coming before 4 o'clock or not.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio, we'll get you. It says on the front of most DABs because the screens are not long enough for the whole slogan. Now, just before the news there with Victoria, who's now gone off to eat curry, we played you a clip of when this show got drunk on Friday and phoned George Galloway's programme by telling Cornelius it would be a good idea to recite the lyrics to the Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love? Because they sound a little bit like the sort of content you get in a phone call to a talk radio station. Anyway, I told you we'd remixed it, and here it is then. What are we going to call it? We're going to call it the Talk Radio in the Afternoon George Galloway
remix
of Black Eyed Peas' Where Is the Love?
What is wrong with the world? People are living like they've not got any mother. I think the whole world is addicted to drama and they're only attracted to things that bring the drama. But overseas, we're trying to stop terrorism. We've still got terrorism here living in the USA. CIA, they have the Bloods, the Crips and the KKK. If you only have love for your own race, then you only live to discriminate. And to discriminate only generates hate. And when you hate, well, you're bound to get irate. Because there's people killing, there's people dying, children hurt in here and crying, and I want to know, where is the love?
There you go, that's... I think that was very good.
Very good Friday evening.
Yeah. That just gives you an indication as to what sad lives we lead. But that's what we spend our time doing. There it was.
Sorry, Mum.
What?
George Galloway's the mother.
Is the mother. Yeah. I mean, yeah. That original tagline, the mother of all talk shows, it's only that the screen's not long enough to have the second part of the mother word. Now, he's got a hat. He wants lapped milk off the actress Ruli Lenska's groin area. Let's not forget that. Now, we go out onto the streets on this programme to find out what the people think. The people think, don't they? The people that are out on the streets and they often think things. You know that. You've probably been on the street yourself and you've probably walked around going, oh, I wonder what they think regarding the people walking around on the streets. Now, every day on the programme, we send our crack team of reporters. That's a team of reporters that's on crack, out onto the streets to find out what they are actually thinking. Today was no different. It takes the pulse of the nation, what the people think. Today, do they think batteries or sewage?
Batteries.
Sewage.
Batteries.
Batteries. Sewage.
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 Batteries.
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 Sewage.
Batteries.
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 Sewage.
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 Batteries.
Sewage.
Sewage.
Batteries.
Sewage.
Batteries.
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 Sewage.
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 Same words.
Sewage.
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 Batteries.
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 Sewage.
Batteries.
Sewage.
Sewage.
Batteries.
Batteries.
Sewage.
Batteries.
Sewage.
Sewage.
Batteries.
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 Sewage.
Batteries.
Sewage.
Sewage.
Batteries.
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 There it was. That's what the people think. The team of reporters, the crack team, outside on the streets this very afternoon, taking a view, a cross-section of the great British public to find out what they are thinking in what the people think. And they were thinking batteries or sewage. And I wonder what you think. What do you think? Let us know. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do you think batteries? What do you think, sewage? At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
No.
Yes.
No.
Start your message with the word batteries or the word sewage.
Correct. Next, we should be talking to the director of the film Green Room. He's the writer-director, Jeremy Solnit. He, well, you remember the film, came out just in the summer in the cinemas. It's about to come out on DVD. Hugely acclaimed. Got Patrick Stewart in it playing against type as a neo-Nazi. Well, I'm not going to tell you what the film is about because, frankly, Jeremy can do that. Hopefully, we'll be talking to him next on Talk Radio, all things being well. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
At Mercedes-Benz East London Van Centre, we've done it again. Right now, we can offer you a choice of 15 approved used Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, long wheelbase and high roof, from only £15,750. You'll also get a free service plan, free UK mainland delivery, and a £250 deposit contribution if you buy on finance through Mercedes-Benz Finance. So, don't just sit there. Get your business moving. Mercedes-Benz vans. Born to run. Offers available until the 23rd of September while stocks last. For details and conditions, visit mbvanseastlondon.co.uk.
I went on a Thompson Cruises holiday with my family. It was the best. I went rock climbing in the middle of the ocean, had a water fight with Dad. Mum and Dad had a romantic meal. I found my new favourite dinner, and it doesn't have ketchup on. Went to loads of different cities. I can't wait till next year.
A holiday that brings you closer. Now with £100 off per booking. Thompson Cruises. Discover your smile. T's and C's apply. Offer must be selected at time of booking. Valid for new bookings made by 3rd of October. Applies to travel from November. Rock climbing on selected ships. At all protected.
Meanwhile, back here on Sounds Fantastic, can you identify this sound?
Howdy, stranger. Need to borrow some money? I can arrange that for you.
Yes, that was the famous loan arranger. But what about this?
Go compare.
That's the voice that's telling millions of people where to check out the right place,
subject to status and lending criteria,
for them to borrow cash.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
There's delays for Bristol's eastbound M4 after earlier problems near junction 20 for the Almondsbury interchange. All lanes are open, queues are back to 21 for the M48. Still no change for the A34 into Oxford, closed south from junction 9 of the M40 towards the Islip turn. That's after an accident. Worcestershire southbound M42 as you head down towards the M5 is looking busy. Some restrictions just after junction 1 for Bromsgrove for the recovery of a broken down vehicle. An accident on the southbound M6 is causing delays through junction 10 for Wolverhampton and Warsaw. I'm Joanna Adams.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Now, the next Full Set Breakfast will be broadcast more classily than normal because we're joined by Mylene Class and Lee Mead. You lucky people. Joseph meets Hearsay only on Talk Radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast,
tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. Yes, I am John Holmes. A lot of your reactions coming in. Cornelius, I think you've been collating the reactions
yes,
that have been coming in.
Lots coming in. Laurie, our boss, has asked us in our morning meeting today to reflect the Emmys. So, Emmy Andriessy.
Thank you.
Lived from 1914 to 1953, the Dutch photographer.
Yes.
Emmy Kruger, 86 to 1976.
Yeah,
1886, that is. The German operatic soprano.
Right.
Sticking with operatic sopranos, Emmy Luce, 1914 to 1987.
Yep.
Amy Never, 1882 to 1935, the Bavarian Jewish mathematician.
Yes.
Emmy Verhey, born in 1949, Dutch violinist, still alive. Emmy Velen, 1887 to 1977, 19 years old there. She died. German actress.
Yeah.
And finally, Emmy Werner, born 1929, again still alive, the American developmental psychologist.
And let's not forget Emmy the Great, the musician, as well. Course, there you go. That's, I think that's the Emmys covered there. Yeah. That's what Laurie wanted, which will give him a quick lesson in not trying to dictate what we do on this programme. Film is where we go now, and I've been promising you this guest action all afternoon. He joins us on the telephone now. Jeremy Saulnier, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being on. Now, we've been we were talking about Green Room, which of course is the film you wrote and directed most recently that's out. So, for those that don't know, Jeremy, talk us a little bit about Green Room. Tell us. I mean, everyone knows Patrick Stewart's in it. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Green Room follows a punk rock band in the Pacific Northwest in the U.S. They find themselves at this remote venue playing for a very unfriendly audience of primarily Nazi skinheads. Something goes wrong backstage, and I was going to use a swear word there. it gets out of hand,
yeah,
and it devolves into a brutal siege situation, pitting this sort of out of town band of amateurs in the backstage green room against relatively well armed Nazi skinhead clan.
I mean,
pretty brutal.
It is brutal, but and also as a premise, it's one of those ones, and it is quite rare. You kind of go, I really want to see that. It's just got that thing of, because, you know, it's a little bit of Assault on Precinct 13 in there. There's this kind of undercurrent of neo-Nazi. And you've got Patrick Stewart of playing, I guess, against type there.
Yeah, that was a casting coup there. But thanks for saying that, because it's been a film I've wanted to make for almost a decade, but never had the resources to do. So after the success of my previous film, I just figured there's no better time and place to sort of sneak this insane esoteric punk rock versus skin movie through the system. It was great. The cast was amazing. So Patrick Stewart, we landed, I think, about 10 days before we shot. So he sort of swooped in and saved the day.
Yeah.
And if people are curious, he's as gracious and kind as you might think he is.
Yeah,
despite his character,
he does come across in interviews exactly that way, doesn't he? And how did you approach him? Did you send him the script? Did he sort of get hold of it by other means? Or
it was one of those serendipitous things where he had just joined my management company. So he was just flipped the script.
Yeah,
and it was, the timing was everything. It was all about him coming off a bunch of big franchise movies and wanting something nasty and different and take a big risk. And we had this project waiting for him, and he responded to this. He was really excited about how tense he felt. He read it alone outside of London in his house.
Yeah,
and was closing the windows and doors and activating security at about page 35. He got really freaked out, and he knew it was something he wanted to do.
And when you wrote it, then did you? Because I know you got, this was a project that you've been working on, and then you made another film in the meantime and came back to this. Is that right? So you did. Again, till the resources are in place. But I'm right, is it your film Blue Ruin? That was Kickstarter funded, is that right?
Partially, yeah. Partially. Most of my wife and I spent our entire life savings on it. Some friends and family, and then Kickstarter we use as a sort of to fill the gap, to get enough cash to make it through production. So it was a whole different ball game for Green Room, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But do you recommend, because people are listening to this and thinking, right, okay, because we do a lot of stuff with Kickstarter on this programme, and what we do, we find people's Kickstarter projects, and what we like to say is that we give them a kick up the arse by giving them some radio airtime. On a very little listened to radio station. But one of the ones we were talking to a few weeks ago has come to fruition because someone had an idea, Jeremy, of covering an entire tube station, metro station here in London. Instead of the normal advertising, just pictures of cats is what they wanted to do. And they got the funding, and Clapham Station in London is now advertising free, and it's just nice pictures of cats.
Well, I think seeking funding through the internet for such a project is the perfect way to go, as far as cat pictures. that's amazing.
I was a
Kickstarter skeptic when I started.
Okay.
I was more like, this is a commercial endeavor, this is a feature film I wanted to sell, and I felt pretty bad about asking for soft money or free money.
Yeah.
And what I realized is I used it after I put everything I had in and sort of really exhausted my opportunities with my friends and family, that we needed help. And I reached out to Kickstarter, and we had 400 people chip in, and it was wonderful, because not only did you get the cash you need, it was only about 9 or 10% of our whole budget.
Yeah.
But it was this upwell of support from people that you knew or peripherally online or didn't know at all, strangers that would just say, I'm going to help you support your film. And it became a new mission to honor their gesture, that they just gave you support out of nowhere with no financial reward. And so that's a real special thing, and I'm totally converted now. So I back Kickstarter when I can. Although I do get asked now to do a lot of support.
I bet you do, yeah. You've got to give something back, Jeremy. So that's the thing.
I do.
You've got to, I mean, it's an interesting, because didn't you start off in corporate videos and so on and so forth? And then, so you were making those for who? For companies and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'd paid my dues, as a production assistant,
yeah,
and then a camera person, and it was all in the sort of corporate world, kind of low-rent commercials and documentary stuff for sort of corporate clients.
Yeah.
And I kept doing that, from about 1999 till Blue Ruin broke. I'd shot Blue Ruin and went back to my corporate videos to fund post-production. But once we premiered at Cannes,
yeah,
in 2013, I figured it was a good time to quit and sort of declare myself a film director now. Because I actually started to really love the process. You can make some good money there doing corporate videos if you do.
Yeah, I can well imagine. Less,
yeah. It's a lot less cerebral, too. You get to just show up and shoot your portraits and go home and no stress.
There's not so much violence in them, not ordinarily speaking.
Right.
So Green Room, was Green Room then a project that had been in your head for a while? I mean, were you in a band? Is that where it sort of started, or...?
Yeah, I grew up outside of Washington, D.C., which was, the birthplace of hardcore.
Yeah.
Of course, punk evolved through the U.K. But I was just a big fan. I was a skateboarder. I was an athlete without a sport. So I felt really at home at punk shows because of the energy and the physicality. And most of my youth, I listened to it, but it wasn't until my friends and I got our driver's permits to, we were 15, 16 years old, to go across the bridge from our sort of Virginia suburb into the heart of Washington, D.C., and catch some amazing shows in the heart of the birthplace of hardcore. So I was making movies with my buddies all throughout grade school and high school.
Yeah.
And on the weekends, we'd go to shows, and it was just this wonderful hybrid creation of us mixing cinema and music.
Yeah.
And so Green Room was just being part of the environment for so long, it just struck me one day, like, I just want to do a movie that's set in this world. It's so cinematic with how people look with the boots and the braces or the surplus gear and the spikes and the mohawks. It's just like, this looks like Mad Max. This is so visually perfect.
Well, it's interesting that look was, it was absolutely adopted for Mad Max, wasn't it? That sort of, that punk ethic. And it's yeah. I'm trying to think of other. I mean, it's an iconic sort of image. You're absolutely right, and it sort of screams aggression as well, doesn't it? You know, when you kind of see that, you know, that the boots, as you say, and the braces and the shaved heads. I mean, that's what it sort of. That's what it indicates before you even go in. And
yeah, because you know, when I was going to these shows in the 1990s, there was a lot of Nazi skinheads in the scene, and they were, you know, some shows they would take over and cause violence. I wasn't at those, but a lot of other shows. They would just be there, sort of in the periphery, and just cause a lot of like just really tense energy. And sometimes there was a stabbing or a brawl. But I just always feared that, and wanted to sort of use that for this film. When I wrote the movie Green Room, this was considered basically a throwback period piece. And there really wasn't this surprising sort of uptick in nationalist pride and white power. It was dismissed as an old, like an 80s relic when I first wrote a draft.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's a lot more relevant today than it was when I started writing it.
Yeah. And do you think that's why it's resonated with audiences? Because of that undercurrent of, the element of terror in there as well, in terms of, you know, terrorism and these disenfranchised sections of society, I suppose. So do you think that's why it's resonated now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, well, and also in the film, we don't really dwell on sort of racism or the content of the ideologies involved. But what we do, and what I thought was relevant, is how ideology is used. And that was more of a critique of American conservative power structure, where you have people at the top giving marching orders to people at the bottom who are using hate and channeling all this aggression towards people of sort of different races or backgrounds or religions. And what they're really doing is they're not serving themselves; they're serving the people at the top who are giving, you know, these orders down the food chain.
Yeah.
And that was almost literal in Green Room, where we have, you know, even from Patrick Stewart's character Darcy, who sort of leads the skinhead group, to the underlings who carry out most of the damage, down to the pit bulls who cause their fair share of carnage. You know, it's all about like who's serving who and for what reason, and that I think is still very relevant.
Yeah. And final question, really, is, I mean, did you have a love of horror films? You know, we talked about music, but, you know, there's some being, I mean, it is a horror film, I guess, and that bringing with it, not the tropes exactly, but certainly you know what level of film you're watching, you know where you are. And did that come from a love of horror, or did it sort of...
I'm sure. I mean, I grew up, like, my love of film started at a very sort of tactile phase. I loved movie monsters, the creature features. I experimented with special effects makeup and blowing shit up. Oh, sorry, blowing things up in my backyard as a child. You know, taking pictures of G.I. Joe vehicles on fire and miniatures and dioramas. So I started to investigate, like, so how do they do this in movies? And a lot of it was horror. It was just, like, John Carpenter's The Thing was very influential. Romero's Dawn of the Dead. Just the makeup was just fascinating to me. And so, but what I loved most, like John Carpenter's thing, is the atmosphere of horror films. Something just about it made the back of the hairs of the back of my neck stand up. I loved the charged energy that horror could deliver. And for Green Room, you know, people call it horror, and that's fine, because I don't really sort of categorize my movies. But what I did want to do is exercise in building tension. And that was really fun, is to use horror tropes and to sort of make left turns and buck certain trends and sort of, I guess, tread new ground, you know, just to kind of surprise myself and not really be governed by any genre checkpoints, but just to really immerse myself in this world and scare the heck out of myself when I wrote it, and I hope that translated to the screen. And it seems to have.
Jeremy, it's unprecedented levels of success, and out on DVD. Jeremy, that's all we've got time for, I'm afraid. A pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much indeed. Jeremy,
thank you.
Jeremy Saulnier there, writer-director of Green Room, the film that's out on DVD, starring Patrick Stewart and others. And sorry for his swear there, if you were offended. Good. Right, Sam Delaney, speaking of offended and apologies, Sam Delaney joins us now. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, everyone.
Hi there.
How's it going?
Yeah, all good, you?
Yeah, all right, thanks. Good. So I'll you just tell you briefly because there's not much time.
No, there's not. Sorry about that.
I've got Chris de Burgh and Paul Young on the show today because it's the 80s.
Yeah.
Chris de Burgh actually on the line live.
Yeah.
Paul Young taking part in Celebrity Swears.
That's very good.
I think that he'll be a really accomplished swearer.
Yeah. Oh, Young, definitely.
Yeah, so I'll look forward to that. Yeah. And de Burgh, well, you just never know what you're going to get with de Burgh, do you? No. You know that as well as I do.
Yeah, yeah.
Depends what day you catch him on.
He's unpredictable de Burgh. Mm. Yeah. Right, Sam Delaney with you next. We'll end then on a haiku, as is occasionally traditional. It can occasionally be traditional, I don't know. But we'll be back tomorrow from 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes. Good afternoon.
Terror blasts mean that the city that never sleeps has a restless night.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.